News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It promises to be another eventful week as President Trump's policy on tariffs kicks into an even higher gear. On Wednesday, the president promises to slap reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including some major U.S. trading partners and allies. Mr. Trump says that many have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades. Disney and its ABC TV network are coming under the microscope at the Federal Communications Commission.
In a letter to Disney's CEO, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said the investigation will see whether the company is promoting invidious forms of DEI discrimination. He said he has significant concerns about Disney's practices. The Trump administration has taken aggressive action against the media by shutting down Voice of America and limiting AP's White House coverage. The FCC currently has open investigations into ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court has upheld Elon Musk's $1 million giveaway to two voters. It's meant to spur interest in tomorrow's crucial Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
The reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention. It's like we need to get attention, and it's somewhat inevitably, when I do these things, the sort of it causes the legacy media to like kind of lose their minds.
At a Sunday rally in Wisconsin, Musk called the race a super big deal, saying it could have national implications, including determining control of the U.S. House. Freezing rain and severe storms leaving well over 100,000 people without power across parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Indiana. The death toll from the 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar has passed 1,700. More bodies have been pulled from the rubble. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Had a wreck overnight. I can't confirm for sure if it's still there, but the report was at 3 o'clock. Westbound I-70, the ramp to southbound Route 29 at that point was closed. I've been looking at both sides of the wreck, and I don't see any backups. It would affect the traffic across the Patapsco River Bridge, so we'll wait and see if we get another update, but in the meantime, heads up for that. Right now, we're looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels. All is well, both the BW Parkway, north and southbound. The lanes are open, and a good start for the Beltway. We'll start to fill in the next half an hour or so over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Speth from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A trial begins this week for the man charged with murdering a Harford County mother of five. Victor Martinez Hernandez, an illegal migrant from El Salvador, is charged in the rape and murder of Rachel Morin on the Ma and Pa Trail in August 2023. Earlier this year, defense attorneys for Martinez Hernandez requested a change of venue, citing extensive media coverage, but the judge denied the motion. Martinez Hernandez was arrested in Oklahoma last June. Police in Bel Air have been preparing for the high-profile trial, and beginning today, roads around the Harford County Circuit Court building will be closed while the court is in session. Four people are recovering after a drive-by mass shooting targeted people standing in line at a restaurant. Baltimore police say it happened Saturday on Greenmount and Venable Avenues. Three victims transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No information on the fourth victim released yet. Tipsters can remain anonymous and are encouraged to call the Metro Crime Stoppers tip line or text Metro Crime Stoppers of Maryland website. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was a frustrating Sunday for the Orioles in Toronto as it ended in a 3-1 loss and a series split with the Blue Jays. Baltimore going 0-7 with runners in scoring position and leaving 9 on base in all. And to top it all off, a couple hits to the pitching staff. Albert Suarez goes on the injured list before the game, and Tomo Sugano leaves after 4 innings with what can only be termed as an unusual injury of sorts, manager Brandon Hyde explains.
Sugano had some cramping in both his hands, but the pitching hand obviously was the concern. So he feels much better now after getting some fluids and some food.
O's split 4 with the Blue Jays over the weekend, connect for 9 home runs in the 2 wins, 1 in the 2 losses. Today, of course, the home opener, O's and Red Sox. Cade Povich takes the hill opposite Sean Newcomb. Game has been moved up 30 minutes to 2:35 p.m. Plan accordingly. Inclement weather is supposed to be moving into the area later tonight. Parking lot and gate times, however, will remain the same. Lots open at 11 a.m. and gates will open at 12 noon. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Final Four is set, while Maryland looks for a new head coach and a new athletic director. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good Monday morning to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Feels like summer, at least for a day or two. The weather will change, of course. I think the rain, major rain, is expected during the day today, so that'll cool things off. But boy, it was a bit of a surprise. Yeah, that's weekly. You know, we wash the sheets every week. And the flannel sheets came off, and the regular sheets came on just in time. Because on the second floor of the house, it was a bit toasty yesterday. And just a bit. But you know what? We're too cheap to turn the air conditioning on yet. There is a solution. It's just a matter of actually having to open your wallet to pay for this stuff. Windows were open. It was fine. It all worked out. A lot of ground to cover today between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick Live, of course, comes along at 9 this morning. Boy, what a weekend. More stuff happened. Fascinating conversation with some of the Doge folks that Brett Baer over at Fox News ran. Have a snippet or two from that coming up during the course of the show. And, of course, this major earthquake happened overseas with lots and lots of fatalities. And this is truly tragic. The images are actually horrible to take a look at from the devastation that occurred there. So that we'll cover as well during the course of the show. You also have, this is a fascinating story. I came across this about a week ago, and now there's a good piece on it in the Western Journal. This Canadian woman, you know, for all the people who are in this country say, oh, Canadian healthcare, that's the way to go. Got to go Canadian. This is a little wake-up call, a little bit of cold water in the face first thing in the morning. Her experience, and she's Canadian, her experience dealing with Canadian healthcare is horrifying, truly horrifying. And it is one of the arguments against Canadian healthcare. Because what is done to her, brief background, and I won't tell the whole story now because we'll have it coming up probably during the 7 o'clock hour. This woman has a tumor in her back already. She needs to get a brain scan to see if she has a tumor there as well. It is a fatal condition unless treated. And so what they decided to do is, okay, we'll schedule you for a brain scan next year. Next year! It's a death sentence. Potentially a death sentence. That is Canadian health care. Yeah, I mean, it's great health care if you live long enough to take advantage of it. That's in essence what she's saying. So we'll have that soundbite. What she has to say is pretty compelling. It's a terrifying stuff, but pretty compelling indeed. And there's a testimony took place in New York City over the weekend. Or Friday, I guess. Late Friday. With a woman who has been running their asylum program up there. Who actually sat with a straight face and said, there are no homeless people on the streets in New York City. No families at all. And everybody on the panel was like, hello? Well, what reality are you living in? What have you been smoking, girl? We have that coming up for you as well. Sometime between now and the top of the hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, of course, with us. Oh, by the way, Sean Casey, quite obviously, is not in this morning. I am, and sitting in on the other chair in the studio, Jules, very good to see you. It's very, very good. Jules here in order to help make sure we get through the morning with some information in our noggins. And Chuck Whitaker will be along in a couple of seconds to fill us in on exactly how bad the traffic is already this morning. Man, I tell you, Saturday afternoon, we drove down from Reisterstown, drove down to meet friends for lunch in Columbia. They lived down in that area. We decided to meet a little restaurant right in the water there, the little lake they have. It was like rush hour. What the hell? I mean, it was, I was amazed. We had bumper-to-bumper traffic on the outer loop of the Beltway from around, you know, halfway to Liberty Road from 795 all the way down to, like, Frederick. He's like, what on earth is going on? No, there's no accidents. Mm-hmm. There was no construction. Mm-mm. Chuck Whitaker, traffic on the threes. What the hell, Chuck?
It's become the road that never sleeps.
Wow.
Just like the Capitol Beltway.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like the Capitol Beltway, but it was in the middle of Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think they get a little scared, you know, because it gets a little narrow there, Liberty Road, down to 70 and 40 down through there. There's no construction. Everything's behind the wall, but it still gets a little narrow, and if somebody does break down, there's no shoulder available.
Correct. But there was no breakdown, Chuck.
Oh, I know.
I don't know how to explain. Plus, the volume of traffic, I was just amazed.
Yeah. Well, there may have been, you know, you never know. It takes 5 minutes to get something there, and it takes a half an hour to clear it out. But, you know, I think there's just too much traffic. And, again, trying to widen it out. They should have widened it out when they built the damn thing.
Yeah, I think.
But I told them that. I was 9 years old, but that's all right.
You told them? Yeah. Thanks for filling him in, Chuck.
Absolutely. There's still some talk about this wreck at the ramp at I-70 and Route 29. I've heard the ramp from 29 to westbound 70. I've heard the ramp from 70 to southbound 29. I don't know what the hell is going on because the camera doesn't really show it. The camera's just showing I-70 right there at 29. So, again, if you're coming into that area, I don't see a backup at the Patapsco River Bridge, but there's something going on there at the ramp that happened at 3 o'clock this morning. Northbound 95, as always, watch that area at Route 24 in Harford County. Ongoing construction on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Showers and storms possible. By the way, Chuck, the picture you took as you started to golf over the weekend, I can't remember where you were. Great picture.
Thank you. That's my home course.
Yeah, right at sunrise, it seems.
Yeah.
Really just beautiful. Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance they could turn severe, by the way. Winds high, and there will be hail, and high around 80 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. Moves out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high around 60 degrees. Quite a change in temperature right now. Pikesville has 62 degrees. Downtown Baltimore already 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, I tell you, I came across this story this past week on this woman. I was going to say this for Choose Your Fake News, but it's just too good to pass up. Woman gets on a plane, American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, first flying from one point to another. And she says when she gets on the plane, she just falls asleep. I admire that capacity, by the way. It's not something I'm capable of doing.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, but I mean, she gets on and she says she's dead to the world. She gets off, eventually gets to her Airbnb, and discovers that while she was sound asleep, somebody braided her hair. So whoever was sitting behind her, she probably did something like put her hair over the back of the seat.
Probably.
Which is a little bit of an invitation for mischief,
yeah, sure.
You know. So
she's lucky it wasn't cut off.
She gets there. She looks at herself in the mirror of the Airbnb. And says, what the hell is that? Somebody had braided her hair.
Ooh.
And so she went on and she posted, I know where you were sitting. I'll find out who you are.
I guess they could. You know, I mean, they have a record of who sits there, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? How much time have they spent on that?
Right.
Seriously.
None.
You know, and, I mean, she's lucky she has American because at least she knows where the seat assignment is. What if she'd been flying Southwest? It's no clue.
No, not a shot.
Yeah, no, they're going to change that, I think, next year. I think Southwest begins.
Yeah, I think that's coming, right?
Yeah, next year they're
going to change. Seat now, so they're not that cattle call.
Yeah. So check the next time you get on a plane, make sure you don't fall asleep, or it could be that somebody will braid your hair.
You know, I've fallen asleep before they push back.
Really?
Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yep.
I mean, the neck pillows, the everything. I mean, Jules, when you get on, can you fall asleep?
No, like, never.
No. No, I mean, I eventually I can get kind of a fitful rest in, but I'm too big and lunky to sit comfortably in any of the coach seats, of course, with your knees up in your jawline. It doesn't help. But even if I can get into a vaguely comfortable position, I can rest. I can nod off for maybe 10 minutes, but a deep sleep, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as soon as we get to pass out snacks, I'm awake.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm always ready for that call.
Absolutely. Snacks. Three of them, please.
Coming back from San Francisco, I was ready for everything they had.
Yeah. And, of course, coming back from San Francisco to Florida, did they serve you a meal yet on that plane?
Yeah.
No?
Get a meal, get a snack, liquor.
Liquor.
Warm almonds.
Warm what?
Almonds.
I'm sorry, warm what?
Almonds.
Okay.
Almond Joy has nuts.
Oh, almonds.
Or almonds, you could say that. I always say almonds.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. We'll change the lexicon.
Okay.
She had almond-shaped eyes.
Okay. And maybe it was the Allman Brothers.
It could be the Allman Brothers.
Or the Allman Brothers.
Chuck Whitaker. We'll check back with you in a couple. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Elon Musk. He was an interesting interview Brett Baer ran over at Fox. And he made a point of saying, look, all these people are talking about how I'm going to somehow make out like a bandit because I'm working for the government. That is exactly the opposite of what's happening. He says Tesla stock has taken a dump.
It's actually disadvantageous for me to be in the government, not advantageous. My companies are suffering because I'm in the government. Do you think it helps sales if dealerships are being firebombed? Of course not. And Tesla customers are being intimidated all over the country and all over Europe. Does that help Tesla?
No, it doesn't help Tesla. And then he says, plus it doesn't help that you have politicians out there who seem to take delight in any bad news that comes Tesla's way. Any bad news that goes Elon Musk's way, there are politicians who take delight in this. I think a German word for this is called Schadenfreude, which is taking unusual delight at somebody else's misfortune. And a guy who seems to specialize in Schadenfreude is the former VP candidate for the Democrats, Tim Walz.
You had Tim Walz, who's a huge jerk, running around on stage with a Tesla stock price, where the stock price had gone in half. And he was overjoyed. What an evil thing to do. What a creep. What a jerk. Like, who derives joy from that? And it was pointed out to him that actually, you know, Minnesota State Pension Fund is a major investor in Tesla. But he didn't care. He was so overjoyed by Tesla stock going in half.
You know, think about that. Tim Walz overjoyed that Tesla stock took a dump. Of course, the people who are counting on the Minnesota State Pension Plan, less than thrilled. And of course, here they have the governor of the state talking down one of the major investments they have in the retirement plan. Well, that's not being a decent governor of the state. That's simply being a showboat and a jerk. The idea that you would take the responsibility of doing right by your citizenry and then do this kind of stunt? Thanks a lot, Timmy.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop, looking at you live here right at the camera at I-70, looking down the beltway towards Route 40, and suddenly it became more stop than go at this point. They're moving at Route 40, but I'm not so sure. There may be something around the bridge at Crosby Road, just south of I-70, so still checking on that, but you're backed up already back to Liberty Road. Again, we're still getting reports of an activity there from overnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, around the ramp, at I-70 and Route 29. Heads up there in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Taking a look right now at temperatures around 80 degrees today, but that's not full sunshine. Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. They could turn severe with high winds and hail, but that stuff will move out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high just about 60 degrees for tomorrow. You're looking at a pretty much pleasant day. Right now, Edgewater has 65 degrees, Bel Air 60. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, to the phones we go. Mark is in Baltimore. Mark, good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
Good morning, boys. Bruce, we missed Sean today. And I go Orioles in a big home opener against Boston later today. I understand it is now starting at 2:35, a half hour earlier than usual. Is that correct?
I have no way of knowing. I'm getting a thumbs up from all concerned that that's exactly right.
Right, I understand. That's very unusual for home opening day to adjust the time, but that, I'll talk about that later. But the reason I'm calling is, you notice how the other party, with the letter D, has been always promoting electric cars because they're much more fuel efficient, able to, you know, take up air pollution, everything, and all that. I thought it was ironic, though, that they're hypocrites when they come across somebody who has electric cars that's been doing very well, and they oppose him because of politics and all that. They're not really interested, like a call to the consumer. They're only interested for their own purposes. You notice the hypocrisy?
Yeah, it's like those individuals, particularly early on, it's a little less so now, but they would buy a Prius in order to prove that they were socially conscious. I mean, there were other choices at the time of vehicles that were similar to a Prius. But all of those in the liberal camp, they had to have the Prius because somehow that was a way of signifying, look at me, because I really think that I'm cool because I have a Prius. That means I'm socially aware and into the green agenda. If you bought somebody else's vehicle with similar characteristics, it didn't have the same meaning. And I knew people who were just like that. I worked with a woman who was precisely like that. She was on the TV side when I was on the radio side, and I thought, man, that is just that is who she is. I'm going to signify exactly how morally corrupt everybody else is and how morally wonderful I am. Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance. It's a 1-800-WCBM-680. Musk said when asked in this conversation he had with Brett Baer, what surprised you the most? I mean, of all the things you found so far, it's a relatively short period of time. What surprised you the most?
We routinely encounter wastes of $1 billion or more, casually. For example, like the simple survey that was literally a 10-question survey that you could do with SurveyMonkey, cost you about $10,000, was the government was being charged almost $1 billion for that. $1 billion for a simple online survey, do you like the national park? And then there appeared to be no feedback loop for what would be done with that survey. So the survey would just go to nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of just, if not fraud, certainly waste, certainly abuse of the American taxpayer. And one of the guys who works on the Doge team, the guy's name is Anthony Armstrong, he said, let me tell you one of the real examples of pure government waste. And you wonder how this happens. I mean, you want to do, how does this happen? Listen up.
A good example of overstaffing would be the IRS has got 1,400 people who are dedicated to provisioning laptops and cell phones. So if you join the IRS, you get a laptop and a cell phone, you're provisioned. So if each of those IRS officers or employees provisioned two employees per day, you could provision the entire IRS in a little more than a month. So 12 times a year, you can reprovision.
Why would you have 1,400 people whose only job it is to give out a laptop and a phone?
Right. The whole IRS could be handled once a month. So that doesn't make any sense.
Now, look, this does not mean that those individuals who hold on those jobs are evil or nasty or anything like this. What it means, though, is somebody has managed to slide this job definition in over and over again. And then Congress doesn't take as close a look at it as it might, because after all, the budget's massive and the government is massive. So you end up with this phenomenon of people not having any idea how many of the 1,400 people they can go through the entire IRS in a month. What do they do for the other 11 months a year? Seriously. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or maybe hearing your favorite song or conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a very gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Both Mrs. Ali and I have gone, had our baseline done. Curious we can't hear each other talk, but everything else is just fine. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. 630 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news, and here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. City police are continuing to look for suspects in Saturday afternoon's mass shooting in North Baltimore. Three men and a woman were wounded in a drive-by shooting at Green Mountain Venable Avenues. They're being treated at area hospitals. Councilwoman Odette Ramos says the incident is especially frustrating since she's been asking for additional resources to address incidents at that intersection. Ramos says the Northern District is slated to implement the city's group violence reduction strategy sometime this year, but she wants it now. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly domestic incident over the weekend. 23-year-old Rashard Mack is charged with first-degree murder in the Saturday stabbing death of 22-year-old Tajiana Walker at a home on Nunley Drive in Parkville. He remains held without bond at the detention center. A trial begins this week for the man charged with murdering a Harford County mother of five. Victor Martinez Hernandez, an illegal migrant from El Salvador, is charged in the rape and murder of Rachel Morin on the Monpah Trail in August 2023. Martinez Hernandez entered the U.S. illegally after he allegedly killed a woman in El Salvador, and his DNA was later linked to the assault of a mother and child in Los Angeles. He was arrested in Oklahoma last June. Hundreds turned out for another Tesla takedown protest at the Owings Mills dealership. Saturday's demonstration was part of a global day of action to protest Elon Musk's Doge cuts and his involvement in the federal government. According to the local news, one organizer estimated that more than 600 people gathered near the dealership on Reisterstown Road. Since Musk is the CEO of the electric vehicle company, demonstrators say Elon Musk is destroying democracy and he's using the fortune he built at Tesla to do it. Coming right up, we check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 910, and the pick 4 was 7039. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And just like we thought, there is a problem on the outer loop south of I-70. It looks like it's in the left-hand lane between there and the bridge at Crosby Road. So everybody's shifting over to the right, but already, here we go again, the backup on the Beltway is all the way back to 795. When you come underneath I-70, you need to be in the center and the right lane. Still working on the wreck. Can't see it, but they're apparently still there. I-70 at the ramp at Route 29. Delays now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, stretching back beyond O'Donnell Street. Pretty much normal there. 95 is getting busy from O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
True Green. Act now to tee up a golf course quality lawn and enter to win 10, 15, or 25 grand to give it a makeover. Don't wait. Sign up today and enter to win before April 14th at truegreen.com/sweepstakes. Restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a lot to get to as the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds settle for a split over the weekend in Toronto as they leave 9 on base while going 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position in a 3-1 loss to the Blue Jays. But the bigger story was some early season injuries to the pitching staff and elsewhere. We'll start with Tomo Sugano, removed after 4 innings in his Major League debut. Brandon Hyde explains why.
Sugano had some cramping in both his hands, but the pitching hand obviously was the concern. So he feels much better now after getting some fluids and some food, and so he should be online to make his next start.
Then Colton Cowser injures his thumb in the 7th.
Cowser on the play at first base in his left thumb. It's like a bent back, and he's getting looked at right now. So he stayed in there for defense, but he wasn't able to hit there the ninth inning.
This on top of the injury to Albert Suarez, Orioles placing the right-hander on the 15-day injured list Sunday due to inflammation in his pitching shoulder, one day after Suarez allowed 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 2/3 innings pitched against the Jays on Saturday. Velocity was down in that game. And finally, an undisclosed injury to Jordan Westberg, which rendered him unavailable, with Hyde explaining.
Westberg was available emergency only, so we got a tying run on base there, probably popping him, but we're just staying away from him today. He should be okay tomorrow.
Westberg 6-for-13 to start the season with 3 home runs in the first 3 games. On a brighter note, of course, today is the home opener against the Red Sox. Note the change in the start time, 2:35 p.m. Again, 2:35 p.m. this afternoon, not 3:05. Due to weather concerns, Cade Povich makes his season debut against the big Red Sox lefty, Sean Newcomb. Newcomb stands 6'5", 255. Again, the game time is 2:35 this afternoon. As part of the pregame festivities, the Birds will honor Maryland men's and women's basketball teams. Baltimore's own Derek Queen and Julian Reese will be there. From the women's team, Maryland native Allie Kubek and senior star Cheyenne Sellers will be there, each simultaneously throwing a ceremonial first pitch. Queen and Sellers will also serve as the season's first guest splashers out in sections 84 and 86. And on that note, it's official now. After 3 seasons at Maryland, Kevin Willard has moved on to the NIL Wonderland that's called Villanova University, where there is no competition for NIL money from football. ESPN's college reporter Pete Thamo gives us the reasons why.
The deal got hammered out late last night after the sides met yesterday, and for Villanova basketball pushing forward, Reese, this is a really big hire. They bring in a proven winner in the Big East. Look, Villanova has been on the front end of NIL. They built out a modern front office. They have a new athletic director, Eric Rodello, has a lot of basketball experience from his time at Oregon. They're going to take an Oregon football type mentality to Villanova basketball. So
just to recap, Maryland has no head basketball coach, no athletic director, no Julian Reese, no Derek Queen, no Selton Miguel, and there were reports that Willard would take Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice with him to Maryland. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the holiday of opening day.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Obviously, I misspoke there a moment ago. He's not taking them to Maryland. He's potentially
taking them from Maryland to
Villanova. So, boy, what a difference a week makes for the Maryland basketball program.
Yeah.
You remember, we were sitting here last week talking about Sweet 16. I'm from Baltimore. That's why. Give me the MF ball. You know, we were all reveling in the success, and all of a sudden, we're out in the wilderness. But regardless of that, it's opening day today. It's a national. It's a not a national. It's a local holiday, and so.
Baseball town, it's a holiday, man.
Absolutely, and it is great. And yes, do note the starting time. It's 2:30 p.m. Apparently, there's some thunderstorms and potentially some lightning later in the afternoon, evening, so they wanted to move it up, and that's what's happening today.
Yeah, in fact, this past weekend, the one piece of sports trivia. I've had this goal. I want to see a baseball game in every major league park.
You're getting close, right?
Oh, I have a lot to go.
Okay,
though. I have a lot to go. I run half of them.
Okay,
but I mean, some of them are really beautiful parks, and some of them, they're parks. Actually, one of the ones that I was impressed least with was Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Oh, okay. It looks, you know.
Wait, is this the old Yankee Stadium or the new one?
Okay. The new one.
Yep.
It's just that. Well, okay, it's fine. It's just the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colorado Rockies, great ballpark. I mean, just the physical
center.
Yeah, very. The cheapest in the entire league, because of course. But this season, we have now made arrangements to at some point go out and visit friends who live in St. Louis. Our daughter lives there as well.
I've been to that park.
And then we're going to go from St. Louis. I've seen the ball game there. We're going to take the train up to Kansas City.
I've been there, too.
And see the Kansas City game.
Well, both stadiums are great. Kansas City is very small, very intimate. It's right next to Arrowhead Stadium, which is one of the biggest NFL stadiums. But, you'll love Kansas City, and you got to try the barbecue in Westport, which is about 8 miles from the stadium.
Mm, 8 miles?
8 miles. as the crow flies.
What's the prettiest ballpark you've ever been in?
Prettiest ballpark, I would say... I don't even know what it's called anymore, but it's in San Francisco.
Very pretty.
AT&T Park or whatever it's called.
I love the splash zone.
But I mean, that park, you know, they've got the big glove out there in left field.
Yep.
Situated beautifully on the bay. It's, San Francisco is really nice. And cold.
The splash zone, by the way, is an area right outside the ballpark.
Right. In right field.
Right. And where you have people sit out there in their kayaks waiting for a ball to be hit out there. And they're ready to dive in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's, I guess, a nice way to spend the afternoon on Sunday.
Coldest winter I've ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Yeah, precisely.
It is crazy.
We'll check back with you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I'll be back tomorrow. He was actually at the Capitals game yesterday and thought that the stress of being at the game and then showing up for it the next day would be just too much for him to bear. So, I'm sure he enjoyed the game, and we'll see him back here in studio tomorrow first thing. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yeah, you got to hear this conversation. I find this truly fascinating. This is going to take us a few minutes before the traffic, and then again, we'll come back to it after. Congressman Jason Crow out of California, we honor him, his service. He was in the military. I think he did 3 tours in Afghanistan. But he is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal and sees this thing in a very, very partisan fashion. And this has to do with Pete Hegseth, all right? And after somehow, although it wasn't even Hegseth's text that went out through Signal, it was somebody else's, he wants Hegseth fired. And he was on with Will Cain. Will Cain has a show over on Fox. And Will Cain was a bulldog in this. It was fabulous to see a reporter actually doing reporting and making sure that the interview, first of all, he was very courteous, very polite about it, but he wasn't going to take your typical politician's answer as the answer. He wanted to dig deeper and get into it. And coming up in a couple minutes, you'll hear parts of it. It's fascinating how Crow temporizes and fudges and tries to squirm out of the obvious truth, and that is asking Hegseth to step down. Well, he never did the same for Lloyd Austin or anybody else after 13 Americans died at Chapelgate. Shows pretty rank hypocrisy. That's coming up. First, though, 643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
So the wreck on the Beltway outer loop south of I-70, they squeezed into the left lane shoulder as much as they could, getting through there. So we're getting most of the lanes by, but a couple of vehicles are right there. Here comes another police car just pulling up now behind that. So I think at that point, they're just going to push you back over to the right, and we'll go back to probably two lanes getting through on the outer loop south of 70. We're already backed up through the ramp at 795, and I'm sure 795 is going to have a little tough time getting onto the outer loop through there. Baltimore County just out with a new wreck, Pulaski Highway at Days Cove Road in the eastern part of the county. So far, nothing out of the ordinary at the tunnels. 895 is backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is still okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And if you're heading downtown early, the JFX is clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers, storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance they could turn severe. High winds and hail possible. A high around 80 degrees. It'll move out later on tonight. For tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and a high about 60 degrees following the hail and wind. So we do have some relief around the corner, kind of vaguely on the way. Time now for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Once again, it's time for Chuck's Food News, a public service in the name of all of those.
Look, you just got to try harder not to suck.
I love that guy.
Me too.
I absolutely love that guy. I think he's incapable of doing a bad soundbite. That's another John Kennedy.
I'd like to shake his hand sometime. I really would.
All right, there's now an avocado artificial sweetener.
Oh.
And they say maybe the smartest sugar swap yet. This is a piece in a Food and Wine magazine. They say switching over to the avocado, a smarter sugar, is the way to go. It's better on your heart, better on your joints, etc., etc., etc. The FDA has just issued a Class 2 recall for ground coffee distributed in 15 different states. Our Family Traverse City Cherry Decaf Coffee. If any of you have a pound of that sitting on your shelf, it has now been recalled. The Instacart substitutions, well, apparently with Instacart, if they don't find what you've asked for, they do something else. People are real happy about that.
I'm sure.
And Instacart's finally doing something about it. They're introducing AI-powered tools to improve the inventory tracking to make sure that you don't end up with something you didn't order, but it's kind of similar to something you did.
It kind of looked like it.
Yes. And Mountain Dew, finally. Mountain Dew has a new flavor. It comes with a rather surprising call to action. Mountain Dew Code Red. It's officially joining the brand's boozy lineup. It's not just about the drink. To celebrate, the company is launching a campaign to, quote, save the redheads.
Oh.
Complete with free dating site subscriptions and cash giveaways. The goal here is to help fans find and appreciate red-haired partners. I'm married to a redhead. Best decision I ever made in my entire life.
Well, very good. You covered that nicely.
Yeah, perhaps not for her, but I mean, for me, it was a good decision.
Yeah, well, it's like me. I married up.
Yeah, exactly. She married down, but she spent 36 years or so saying, What's his name? Well, check back.
I married Chuck because he's on the radio.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you are pretty glamorous. I'll give you that.
Listen, for whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Don't care why they like them, they just do.
That's all. I keep going home, she's still there, so that's all that matters.
That's right. And, you know, when you get home and the locks are changed, that's probably a sign you've done something wrong.
Yeah, well, then there's going to be trouble in Brooksville.
Yeah, exactly.
But I hope not.
All right. Chuck Whitaker will check back in a handful of minutes right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. This is a part of this conversation Will Kane had with this guy named Jason Crow, who's a congressperson out of Colorado. And Crow starts off by asserting that, first, Pete Hegseth has to resign right now.
Okay, it would be better if he resigned, because that would be an acknowledgement by him that, hey, he made a mistake, right?
Okay,
people make mistakes, but you have to own that. You know, there has to be accountability. That is the cornerstone of competency in the military.
Yeah, you have to have accountability, he says. And Kane handles him just wonderfully. He says, I'm sure you're sincere in this, and there's no hypocrisy involved in this whatsoever, but let's examine this just a bit more. Chapelgate and the Signal Gate, I hate these gate things, but Chapelgate was actually a gate, so it really Chapelgate Gate. and Signalgate. Why not apply the same standard you're applying now to what happened at Chapelgate that you seem to be applying to Pete Hegseth for a text series that was not even his? It was Waltz's, Tim Waltz's, not Tim, Waltz, the DNI. Yeah, Michael Waltz, yeah. Michael Waltz's text series, but somehow Hegseth has his neck on the block because basically they just don't like Hegseth because he might call them to account.
Well, listen here. This you know, but what if or whatever situation.
No.
What you do.
I'm trying to figure out,
right?
If you're principled and you've applied
these
this on every occasion.
These are apples and oranges situations. These are apples and oranges,
really?
Situations.
Yeah, apples and oranges situation. Kane says, yes, certainly, because in what happened with the Signalgate thing is nobody died. And so it clearly is different than what happened in Afghanistan, where 13 individuals died. And Crow says, hey, listen, this guy, Lloyd Austin, he did a great job as defense secretary. He is A-OK.
Lloyd Austin never once in his entire career sent classified top secret information about military plans and a mission over.
So you didn't.
Extremely dangerous territory in the way that Pete Hegseth did.
OK, now there was no top secret information. There was sensitive information. It was not secret, not top secret. It did not interfere with the mission. The mission was carried out very successfully, and that was to target the Houthis and kill off some of the leadership. It worked. It worked well. But still, Crow is sticking to this apples and oranges stuff.
Did you call for the resignation of anybody from the military for that withdrawal from Afghanistan wherein 13 Marines were killed? If not Austin, anyone? Did you call for anyone's firing?
Will, listen to me. These are apples and oranges situations.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges situations. We can't talk about it because it's all apples and oranges situation. Now, Will Kane took the time to say, let's examine what you said about Chapelgate 2 years ago.
You told CPR News, which is a Colorado news agency, back in 2023, you said, I do think the withdrawal from Afghanistan was messy. It was chaotic. There were a lot of mistakes that were made, and I haven't pulled punches on that. And then you go on to say, in that same interview, but there are lessons learned, and I take a holistic look and not look at it through a small frame.
So what's happening here is they're looking at this through a very small frame. It is blatantly political. Now, there are areas where I think Hegseth is going to have some serious questions to answer. I'll mention one of those coming up in a couple of minutes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning off. And we are delighted to have you here with us.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning, you're going to love this. The Raging Cajun is out, saying apparently that the Trump administration has already dissolved. I checked the headlines. I didn't see it. But perhaps I'm not checking the right news sources. I really should probably check, like, the Weekly World News. Isn't that the one that reports about Elvis and the aliens? I mean, because I don't know what his news sources are. But you'll hear from Cajun, the Raging Cajun, coming up in a handful of minutes. And, of course, one of our favorites in Congress, Jasmine Crockett. She is at it again. Right now, 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic over on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I looked at James Carville. I think he's the one that dissolved.
Yes, I know.
God, he looks like a skeleton.
Yeah. Well, more or less Skeletor, actually. But, you know.
Yeah, well, it could go either way, I guess.
Yeah, sir.
The outer loop wreck is still there, kind of crowding the left-hand lane just south of I-70. We're still getting three lanes by. It's a little narrow right there. And, of course, with that, we're backed up all the way back to 795. 795 southbound, you're going to have a problem as well joining the outer loop at that point. Everybody else, at least on the Beltway to this point, still okay. 895 slowing back to around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is busy at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, so nothing out of the ordinary there. The new wreck, Pulaski Highway, Days Cove Road in Baltimore County. There's a report of a minor wreck, and it's around that construction area on I-95 southbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance they could turn severe. High winds overnight. By the way, afternoon, evening, overnight, high winds and hail, high around 80 degrees. That's when you get some pretty fierce hail because the stuff circulates way up top for quite some time before falling out of the sky. It moves out late tonight, tomorrow sunny and a high 60 degrees. Right now, Essex has 62 and Reisterstown currently has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right, this is delightful. In New York City, there's this woman whose name is Molly Schaefer. And Molly Schaefer is in charge of the asylum program in New York City. She sat down in front of the city council up there. Now, some people can lie and get away with it. But you got to be careful as to exactly what you're lying about. This lie did not float. Here she is being interviewed by Diana Ayala, who is one of the members, apparently, of the New York City Council.
Did you actually just say on the record that during your tenure, no family has slept in the streets of New York City?
Correct.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yes.
Have you been out in New York City? Have you been in the subways? That is categorically untrue.
It was a blah blah blah. They had no idea what to do with that. Now he was being called out, but it's a stupid lie. I mean, have you walked outside of a building since you took over this job? Have you seen what's going on in New York City? Do you know about the homeless encampments? And you're saying not a single family has been homeless while you have been in charge there. Who's going to believe this? Who is going to believe this? And Ayala called her on it.
It blows my mind that you would actually even say that. And really hits to the heart of the credibility of our city and our public service workers who are definitely trying their hardest in a difficult situation. But those kind of statements are so offensive and obscene. It's almost like you don't live here.
I live here.
I would suggest you not respond because that comment is so absurd. And everyone in the room knows it.
Yeah, it's the first rule of holes should be applied here, Molly. If you find yourself in a deep hole, the first rule of holes, stop digging. And she, actually, Diana Ayala warned her off, and she did indeed then zip her lip after that and didn't have much to say. But you have to wonder if somebody is that comfortable lying to you straight-faced on a verifiable lie. I mean, have you been outside? Have you been in a subway system? Have you seen New York City? No family has been homeless? Is that really? That's your position on the record. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ollie. By the way, I don't know if you've noticed that the whole narrative has changed about the Signal story. As more facts keep coming out, it's pretty obvious that Pete Hegseth did nothing wrong. DNI Tulsi Gabbard did nothing wrong. Walz did nothing wrong. That what this was inadvertently adding a reporter who really should have simply called up and said, hey, take me off this list, instead of listening in or gathering information, which he then sat on, by the way. He sat on for a number of days until the day before Gabbard and I think Hegseth were scheduled to testify in front of the House. So he sat on it until he thought it would have maximum political impact. That doesn't say to me that this guy is an honest broker of information. It says that he had information he thought could be inflammatory and damage the Republicans. So he got the information as an advocate and sat on it as an advocate. This is this guy Goldberg. Because if you're actually a reporter, who, what, when, where, why, how? If that is what your job is, if you get that information, there are a number of courses of action you can take, legitimately, which could not be criticized. You can say, hey, guys, I shouldn't be on this. You should delete yourself from the group immediately. You should get on the phone and call somebody. Say, why am I on this? Do you intend to have me on this? I'm an honest broker of information, and I don't want you guys telling me top secret stuff that I'll then be liable for. I can be criticized for having. A number of things you could do in that circumstance that do not include sitting on the information until it has what you hope will be maximum political impact. Of course, as more and more facts come out, not much impact. But still, and I'll mention this coming out of the news at the top, Pete Hegseth does have at least one area where he is vulnerable.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, here's something that's bound to cause some of his political foes to go ballistic. President Trump says he's looking at ways he could serve a third term, suggesting he'd be bowing to the will of the American people.
The president told NBC News that he's not joking about exploring ways to overcome the U.S. Constitution, which limits presidents to two terms in office. He talked about it later with reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'm just telling you, I've had more people say, please run again. I said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president advances his tariffs agenda this week on Wednesday, promising to slap reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including some major U.S. trading partners and allies. Mr. Trump says many have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades, and it's high time to stop it. Elon Musk has handed $1 million checks to two voters in Wisconsin ahead of tomorrow's critical state Supreme Court election. The vote will determine whether conservative or liberal judges dominate the court. Musk's giveaway meant to call attention to the race, which he says has national implications, including for control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Heads up for nasty weather across parts of the country today.
General, close to around 70 million people that could potentially be impacted by the severe weather as we go over the next couple days.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Freezing rain and severe storms have left well over 100,000 people without power across parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Today, parts of the east could see powerful thunderstorms bringing heavy rains, possibly hail, and even some isolated tornadoes. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 247. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. you. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new minor wreck reported on the inner loop. It looks to be under the bridge at Bel Air Road. So see, the ramp traffic is a little bit slow, but not much of a backup. It heads up for that. That's a new problem. The outer loop wreck near I-70 still crowding the left-hand lane just south of I-70. Delays all the way back to 795. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near 295 at the BW Parkway in Prince George's County. We're backed up about three exits there. Most of the vehicles just cleared to the shoulder. Typical ride, normal delays at least so far this morning at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore is blaming the operators of a cargo ship for the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last year. Speaking soon after the one-year anniversary of the bridge collapse, Moore told a cable news outlet that the operators of the Dolly vessel allowed the ship to sail despite serious mechanical issues. Six maintenance workers on the bridge were killed when the ship struck it and caused it to collapse last March. The NTSB's report noted dozens of bridges across the U.S. had load-bearing issues, but it faulted the ship's operators for causing the deadly tragedy. The White House canceling its agreement to bring F-16 fighter jets to Maryland. An official on Friday said the Maryland Air National Guard is removing its existing A-10 fighter jets by September, which will leave Maryland as the only state in the U.S. without a flying mission. They'll be making room for new developments for on-the-ground cyber responsibilities. Those jets will be retired in Arizona at an aircraft boneyard. And up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
CISA.gov/secure-our-world.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Note the new opening day starting time this afternoon, 2:35 p.m. Birds and Red Sox from Camden Yards. No split with the Jays over the weekend. Red Sox got pushed around by the Rangers, losing 3 of 4. Kate Povich takes the hill for Baltimore. Looking to boost a pitching staff already depleted with the loss of Grayson Rodriguez. Now having to deal with Albert Suarez on the 15-day IL. And Tomo Sugano getting pulled after 4 innings pitched yesterday. The skipper, though, says it's not serious.
Well, Sugano had some cramping in both his hands, but the pitching hand obviously was the concern. So he feels much better now after getting some fluids and some food, and so he should be online to make his next start.
On the bright side, Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson started at DH for Norfolk on Sunday and went 2 for 5 with a 3-run shot. 3 games with the Tides. Henderson 4 for 12 with the home run and 3 singles. Final four is set in NCAA men's basketball next weekend in San Antonio. All 4 number 1 seeds advance for the first time since 2008. It'll be Auburn taking on Florida, Houston taking on Duke. Meanwhile, Maryland left looking for a coach, an athletic director, and new players for next next year's team. On the ice yesterday in D.C., the Caps battle of the Sabres 8-5 was the final, but Alex Ovechkin thrilled the crowd.
Van Riemsdyk to the front looking for an Ovechkin deflection that went high. Alex is still there. Score! He can see the mountaintop from here. We're at DEFCON 5.
Joe Beninati with the call of monumental. Indeed it is. Number 890 for the great 8-5 more, and we have a new record in the NHL. Coming up in 30 minutes, a touching moment on the softball field in Anne Arundel County. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And by the way, I'll have posted a couple of minutes a piece. If you missed the first hour, a series of great sound bites from Jason Crow, a Democrat congressperson from Colorado, being interviewed by Will Kane over at Fox News. On why no calls from the Democrats for any punishment whatsoever for people like Lloyd Austin. By the way, there's also no punishment at all whatsoever for people like Lloyd Austin when he simply went to the hospital, didn't tell anybody. His second-in-command was out of the country at the time, and it took Joe Biden a number of days to figure out where the hell his defense secretary was. No punishment there whatsoever. Not even a slap on the wrist. Not even a public scolding. Nothing whatsoever. But, of course, Joe Biden may not have been all there anyhow. So, anyway, good piece from Matt Vespa on this story in the town hall. So I'll get that posted for you coming up in a handful of minutes. Right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom is a Canadian that wants to start us off this hour. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I wanted to make a couple points about this signal issue. If the signal issue is so bad and it shouldn't be used, why are there reports that it's coming preloaded on government devices? Even if it's not preloaded, IT should be limiting what people can download. And even if they can still download these programs, then they can run reports and find out who downloaded what, remove the programs, and then take disciplinary action. And the other thing is, it was Mike Wall's assistant that added this New York Times reporter.
Yep.
So why was the immediate call to fire Pete Hegseth? They've got it in for Hegseth.
Well, yeah.
And I know, and I've heard why they have it in for him, because he controls the Pentagon contracts, and they want the $500 hammers to come back.
Yep.
But the the thing is, this has deep state written all over it. It really does. I think that if that program signal was put on there, I think it was because maybe they wanted to be able to have backdoor access to what these people were doing, even if they didn't have it through signal. The signal program on their phone could give them access just to the phone, so they can have more immediate access. It's like what that FBI director did. Let's drive up to the White House and see what we can find, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's interesting because I'm sure signal is appropriate for some uses, but as to why they're targeting Hegseth instead of Walls or Walls' second in command, that is purely political. At the same time, let me note this, Tom, because this is a story that's still developing, and we've yet to hear the other side of this. Wall Street Journal on Friday had a piece indicating that Hegseth, in a couple of foreign trips recently, has taken his wife with him, and she has been in on some of the meetings. That's a violation. If that proves to be true, there better be some real good explanation for them. But we've not heard back from Hegseth yet. We've only heard the assertion in the media that this occurred. You're right. One way, they're trying to get him. If this thing about being in secure meetings is untrue, they'll just move on to the next topic.
Yeah, but the thing is, all they want to do is they want to plant these little half truths and innuendos because they know it's going to get repeated on the newscast over and over, even if it's not right. But you know, I heard something else interesting about Walz. I heard that his assistant is a holdover from Biden, and I heard that he has a lot of holdovers from Biden. And I also heard his wife was one of the prosecutors who prosecuted the January 6th. So if Walz is too close to the deep state, he may have to go because you know Trump really can't trust any of those holdovers. Because they're not in it for us. They're in it for that deep state. People have to understand that deep state is the permanent government. They make a lot of money. They have a lot of power. They're not going to let it go easy. And they are worldwide if you look closely.
Oh, yeah. Plus, just follow the money.
Yeah.
This is just follow the money. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. It's 7:13 Monday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the outer loop just south of I-70 is gone now. They cleared from the painted out area between I-70 and the bridge at Crosby Road. So it's loosened up a little bit. It's not going to recover anytime soon. We're backed up to 795. Filled in just a bit now on the Parkville side of the Beltway. That's getting busy right there at the bridge at Hartford Road. The interloop at Green Spring, still moving right along, passing Green Spring, headed over to the JFX. I think I just heard Baltimore County going out to a wreck at Liberty Road at Old Court Road. So if you're traveling in Randallstown, keep an eye out for that. I'm sure the construction is there. Cameras are out today. Cameras not working. 95 at Route 24, but I'm almost positive they would be there northbound at Route 24. There was a minor wreck southbound, same area on the shoulder. The new wreck on the shoulder, Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, outer loop right after the ramp at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Showers, storms possible this afternoon and evening. Chances are they could turn severe with high winds and hail, a high around 80 degrees. They'll move out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 60 degrees. It's fairly pleasant outside right now. A little bit sticky, but not bad. Randallstown, 66 degrees. Right now, Middle River has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for our Mega Bagga Movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, okay, this is an oddball one for you. About a month ago, almost exactly a month ago, James Carville made a prediction.
I believe that this administration, in less than 30 days, in the midst of a massive collapse, and particularly a collapse in public opinion.
All right, so he was asked this past weekend, James, about that collapse. How do you see it now?
Is it collapsing or has it collapsed? That's the only argument to have. And I was wrong. I said Memorial Day is before April Fool's Day. Which the Trump administration should make a national holiday because it so accurately represents who they are.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, I read the headlines this past week, and I did miss the weekly world news, so I don't know for sure. But all the other reputable news sources that the left depends upon, I didn't see any major stories about the Trump administration collapsing. So all kinds of other news sources, many of them taking shots at Donald Trump from the swamp media. But the collapse thing, as far as I know, it hasn't yet. Right, James?
We look at what's happening in the markets. We look at what happened on Siegelgate. We look at what's happening all the way all around us, treating measles with apricot pits or something like that. I think the thing has collapsed. But I'll go to here. Let's take the middle ground here and say it's collapsing. And I'll meet you halfway.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not collapsing. It has not collapsed. And what is happening in the markets right now is the markets are a little bit concerned because they don't understand this tariff thing. They don't like it. They don't like things they do not understand. It's really very straightforward. If they don't like something that they don't understand, they're going to get squirrely about it. But just so you know, the tariff thing, let's, for example, take a look at Canada. And this is what Donald Trump has done. The tariffs that Canada puts on stuff from us, We're talking about a 25% tax, basically a tariff. It would tell the Canadians, you have to deal honestly with us. Our chicken, 263% tariff. Turkey, 179% tariff. Butter, 175% tariff. Other dairy spreads, 165%. Certain fish products, 160%. Milk, 155% tariff. Cheese, beef, pork, eggs, flour, wheat, orange juice, peanut butter. Tariff, 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 tariff. We do not have any tariffs on their stuff at this point. But when you think about this, you're going to put a 263% tariff on our chicken. A 25% just doesn't seem all that excessive now, does it? It seems like it's a pretty mild kind of response to another country that, in our view, has been taking advantage of us for quite some time, saying, hey, we're the Canadians. We're the nice ones up here. Nothing exciting ever happens here. Very few murders. A lot of hunting accidents, curiously. But very, very few murders ever occur. Yeah, while they're charging us 263% tariffs on a fryer. Check that out. And that is your Mega Mega Movement Update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
That is right now, 719, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Well, you pretty much know that you become a regular or a favorite here on the Morning Drive the minute that I introduce your very own theme music. And so, without further ado.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Ah, yes. Jasmine Crockett, the one I very fondly call our headline whore. She'll do anything to have her name in the headlines. She's at it again. Now, this is a soundbite that circulated around about 3 weeks ago, but it has popped back up again as more people are realizing exactly what it is she had to say about Byron Donalds.
I keep trying to remind people that this country still values the life of a dog over our lives. Mm-hmm. And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kin folk, such as Byron Donalds, who are going to continue to say that, like, I mean, the fact that you sitting around talking about life was better under Jim Crow, mm-hmm. like, is this because you don't understand history? Or literally, it's because you married a white woman and so you think that they whitewashed you? I'm not really sure, mm-hmm. like, what it is.
Yeah. That's clearly because he married a white woman. Our skin folks, but not our kin folks. This is racial terrorism. This is nothing more than being a bomb thrower in order to get her name in the headlines. It, in my view, is kind of disgusting. I mean, is this different? But, oh, I see. So you like Israel. Is that because you married a Jewish woman? I mean, this is pure bigotry from her. Pure bigotry. But she wasn't done.
and took Joy to call him out. So I'm like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you saying? Like, he just out here, you know, I feel like they give him his talking points, and he's like, yes, massa, I got it.
Oh, yeah. He's just step and fetch it in Congress, that right? That's Jasmine Crockett, queen of something.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come during the course of this hour. Boy, I got you. We have this great series of sound bites from Pam Bondi. It's funny because whenever she gets into this particular mood, and she has a phrase she really likes, in the back of my brain says, this is somebody's mom. You'll hear what I'm talking about. That'll be coming up in a couple of minutes. As she drops this phrase, which she has dropped before. And, man, that's the mom voice coming out. I can hear it echoing in my brain. It scares me. It's, wait till you hear it, Chuck. It's 7:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick check through Annapolis, and nothing major there. Now, Bay Bridge is clear through the area around Whitehall Road, Sandy Point, over to the Severn River Bridge, and even the early backup, not there yet, I-97 southbound at Route 32. So right now, all is well. Beltway, yeah, a few slow spots. The west side still recovering from the earlier wreck south of I-70. The northeast corner is slow at Hartford Road. You'll have some delays, but it's not really too bad this morning so far. We'll take it going south into both the Hartford tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, Baltimore is 69 degrees. Aberdeen has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance they could turn severe with high winds and hail. They're talking about marble-sized hail or slightly larger, so that stuff can do some damage to your finish your car. High about 80 today. That storm should move out late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high around 60 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, here is the Attorney General of the United States of America. There was I think they called it the Tesla takedown this past weekend, where a bunch of loons on the left decided to do even more mischief and damage more individuals' cars because they don't happen to like the plate on the car. It's kind of worth, you know, taping the name Toyota over Tesla so people get confused. Here's Pam Bondi.
They have been going nonstop on this case. This guy is in custody. He is facing 5-year minimum mandatory to 20 years in prison. And this was great police work. This guy thought he got away with it. So these people better look out. They better cut it out because we are coming after you. And at my direction, there will be no negotiating on these people.
Okay, now, Jules, well, you were a child once.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and now that you're a mommy, you ever use the phrase cut it out?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I tell you, it's the mom voice came out there. They better cut it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, Mom, sorry. We'll take it outside. And Bondi points out what she's talking about. She's talking about the Las Vegas guy. They now have custody. These Teslas, like any car that has fuel in it of any sort, it burns, and it burns hot. It can explode. Innocent people can be damaged, hurt, or even worse, killed by one of the things. You're standing too close and something explodes and puts a metal shard through your chest. These people don't care. They don't care if you're simply a person trying to get from point A to point B, trying to get from home to the grocery store or from home to work. If you happen to be driving a Tesla, somehow now you are evil incarnate. You are one of the devil's minions out there driving this horrible, horrible car, a Tesla. How dare you? 6 months ago, they friggin' loved them. They thought they were the salvation of the fossil fuels. They were going to free themselves from fossil fuels. They were all out buying Teslas at $60,000 or more a pop. Because it was such a wonderful thing. And now some of these doofuses are selling them at a rather substantial loss so that they can then turn around and spend another huge chunk of money to buy whatever the current trend is. Well, not everybody, of course, can afford to spend that kind of money. Once you pay $60,000 for a vehicle, you better believe you're going to take very good care of that car, because it's going to have to last you quite a long time. Bondi points out that when these people are out there damaging personal property, they're not damaging Tesla. They're damaging the personal property of some individual who had to work in order to afford to be able to buy a car that he or she happened to want. Tesla's never been my idea of, oh, I want to have one of these things. I have different desires. You know, I mean, as far as motor vehicles go, Tesla's not on the list. But for some people, it's a great vehicle. There is a lot of room in the inside. Taking an Uber or two in a Tesla, the back seat's very, very roomy. I'm surprised. Back seat's comfortable in a Tesla. And they're smooth and they're quick and it has all the good stuff. I love the Sentry mode. Of course, then you can see everything that's going on around you when you walk away from the car. We have a story that talks about that coming up after the half past news. But Bondi says there is a risk to civilians who happen to be in the vicinity if a Tesla gets firebombed.
20 years in prison. They are setting off bombs. The huge fires. Look what you're seeing. Huge, massive fires. Someone is going to get killed. A citizen is going to get killed. And these people, we are not doing any plea negotiations on them. Well, so we better cut it out.
Better, again, there's that. Cut it out. Okay, Mom. I said I would. And she's a friend of Elon Musk's. And she said Musk is frustrated by what's going on.
I think he's very frustrated with what's happening in our federal government. You know, at USAID alone, they're giving out billions of dollars that should not be distributed. We're going to back him up.
Yeah, and Elon Musk says, please remember, I'm taking a loss by being here. And it's complicated even further by what's happening to the vehicles that I manufacture. Or the damage to the brand. More on that coming up in a couple of minutes. First, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important that to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 7:30, once again, news, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A trial begins this week for the man charged with murdering a Harford County mother of five. Victor Martinez Hernandez, an illegal migrant from El Salvador, is charged in the rape and murder of Rachel Morin on the Mon Pa Trail in August 2023. Martinez Hernandez entered the U.S. illegally after he allegedly killed a woman in El Salvador. His DNA was later linked to the assault of a mother and child in Los Angeles. He was arrested in Oklahoma last June. Police in Bel Air are preparing for the high-profile trial, and beginning today, roads around the Harford County Circuit Court building will be closed while the court is in session. Baltimore County police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly domestic incident over the weekend. 23-year-old Rayshard Mack is charged with first-degree murder in the Saturday stabbing death of 22-year-old Tajiana Walker at a home on Nunley Drive in Parkville. He remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Four people recovering after a mass shooting, a drive-by shooting, targeted people standing in line at a restaurant. Police say it happened Saturday in Baltimore on Greenmount and Venable Avenues. Three victims transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No information yet on the fourth victim. Tipsters can remain anonymous and are encouraged to call the Metro Crime Stoppers tip line or text Metro Crime Stoppers of Maryland website. And the U.S. Naval Academy ending its use of affirmative action. The decision comes from the U.S. Court of Appeals following orders from President Trump. Vice Administrator Yvette Davids made the policy change mid-February that race, ethnicity, or sex can't be considered a factor for admissions, including qualification and acceptance. The decision followed a December ruling in federal court to continue considering race in the Naval Academy's admissions process. Coming up, we'll take a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 910 and the pick 4, 7039. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And delays now both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 is about the Erdman Avenue ramp from there. It's about 10, 12 minutes or so going through the tunnel. 95 now, just looking at the camera here at Eastern Avenue, slowing there. We're going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open, but now this backup is stretched out just a bit. A little longer than it was in the last 10 to 15 minutes through there. Looks like it's moving okay all the way down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, at least with the lanes open. And I would say right now, tail end of that backup going through the tunnel, probably about 15 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, you just heard the forecast coming up this afternoon. It's opening day number 72 for the Orioles in Baltimore, number 34 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Birds and Red Sox at a new starting time because of that weather forecast, 2:35 p.m. They move it up one half hour. Note the new starting time, 2:35 p.m. because of some late afternoon, early evening inclement weather that is expected. Birds will send Cade Povich to the hill. The slim left-hander will make his season debut one day after right-hander Tomo Sugano made his, but lasted only four innings, as manager Brandon Hyde explained.
Sugano had some cramping in both his hands, but the pitching hand obviously was the concern, so he feels much better now after getting some fluids and some food, and so he should be online to make his next start.
O's also dealing with injuries to Albert Suarez, now on the 15-day injured list, Colton Cowser and Jordan Westberg. As far as the game goes yesterday, Birds had chances in a 3-1 loss to the Jays, going 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on in all. Here's Hyde.
We had traffic. I mean, the pitch count was getting up there early. We had runners on base, just didn't get the big hit there. It was a well-pitched game from both.
One note on the Red Sox, who dropped 3-4 to the Rangers over the weekend, DH Rafael Devers becoming the first Major League Baseball player in history with 10 strikeouts in a season's first three games. In the four-game series, Devers 0-for-16 with 12 strikeouts. NFL owners' meetings get underway in Palm Beach this week. Ravens team president Sashi Brown says the team's still waiting on the NFL to complete its investigation into the allegations against Justin Tucker. If the Ravens decided to release Tucker, Tucker. They would incur a $7.5 million salary cap hit, though they can spread those charges over two seasons, which would actually save them $4 million against the cap this year. Multiple reports indicating that Kevin Willard split from Maryland has been in the works for weeks, and that Willard felt confident enough in the move that he could speak his mind about Maryland and their NIL decisions on the national platform. Also reports out of College Park that on his way out, Willard apparently skipped the team dinner on Saturday night and could take Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice with him to Villanova. NASCAR Cup Series, Martinsville. Denny Hamlin ended a 10-year winless streak at the Speedway. It was Hamlin's sixth win at Martinsville. Most of all active Cup Series drivers, the Speedway holding off teammate Christopher Bell in his home state. And finally, a very emotional scene this past Friday at the Southern South River softball game in Anne Arundel County. Both teams honoring Pete Medhurst, a Southern graduate and announcer for Navy Athletics who passed away in January at the age of 55. Grief waited until spring to hit Kelly Medhurst the hardest. That's when she and her father would normally spend hours sharpening her pitching skills. Kelly pitches for Southern High School. The time now is 7:37 when we return, an anniversary we are not celebrating in Baltimore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
So much was happening last Friday in terms of Maryland and the Orioles opening day on Thursday against the Blue Jays, etc., that I didn't get to this, but it's worth it, and I wanted to get to it today.
Okay.
This past Friday was the 41st anniversary of the Colts' move to Indianapolis. Let's take a quick listen to the, let's take a quick listen to the Indianapolis mayor announcing it on TV in that city. Well, he did it silently.
Very quiet.
Hold on one second. I'll get it. I'll get it. How are we not getting this?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're not going to get it. Anyway, William Hudnut was the gentleman's name, and I use that term loosely. Anyway, crowing about it in Indianapolis 41 years ago on Friday in the snow from Owings Mills Boulevard in the Mayflower vans on their way west to that city called Indianapolis. Here's the story, though. I mean, the Colts were in Baltimore for only 31 years.
Yeah.
They've been in Indianapolis now for 42 years. So history has a way of, doing that.
You know, I'm fine. The team leaves. I just wish that they had done, particularly for the records purposes, left the name here.
Yeah, well,
as Modell did when he moved the Cleveland Browns here, he left the name Browns in Cleveland so the team could be reborn, which it was. And we got a team with a new name and a new identity, and I think that would have been the way to do it. Plus, you know, the guy was a bit of a jerk.
Well, as I was going to say, it speaks to the way to what Robert Irsay was at the end of the day. And sad time. So this past Friday,
all right,
anniversary.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah. And, you know, you and I, because we live out in that general area, drive by that training facility.
Every single day?
Every single day. Every day on the way into work.
And I tell you what, it's so Stevenson University is there now. They've done a great job with it.
Yeah.
But every day I drive by, though, no matter what is there, you know, and they have a beautiful stadium there now.
Yeah, they do.
Mustang Stadium. But you always remember that that's where the Colts used to be.
Yeah, it's interesting, by the way, because Stevenson University keeps spreading, you know.
East.
It's
Green Spring.
It's spreading and spreading and spreading. It's like a giant amoeba that keeps dividing in two and in two and in two. It's used to be this little Villa Julie College up off of Green Spring Valley.
Right.
And now it's all Baltimore County and growing. And so there's a movie there somewhere.
Love it.
All right, talk to you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yeah, we have Choose Your Fake News coming up in a handful of minutes, and you should be aware of that. More on the Tesla stuff. Look, this is, it's not cute. It's not an exercise of First Amendment rights. It is damage of personal property. And if more serious things like firebombs are being thrown into Teslas or into Tesla dealerships, it is a more serious charge.
You know, we work our whole lives in this country, and we all pay taxes in this country. And for people to find out that $2 million is going to Guatemala for sex changes is outrageous. And we're going to back up Elon Musk every way we can. That includes lawsuits against these people who are doing that.
Yeah. In other words, Elon Musk is now working with the government, for the government. And while he is with and for the government, those people have decided to take it out on his companies. And frankly, they're know-nothings. Exactly what are they opposing? If they're actually opposing any cut in the size of the federal government, where were they under Bill Clinton? Seriously. During the term he was in office, he cut 377,000 jobs. We're nowhere near that number. Nowhere near. There were no protests in the street. There was no, you know, let's hate Arkansas moves out there. There was nothing about cattle futures they disliked. It was simply, well, this happens. But this time, because the Democrats have decided they have no policies they can be in favor of, they've decided to radicalize their base and now characterize this as a legitimate protest against an evil empire. No, you're not hurting Tesla, you jerks. You're hurting the people who own them, working people just like you. Well, not just like you. They would never think of doing to your car what you were doing to theirs. 7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, if you recall. And you heard us earlier today, there was a wreck, which we never could confirm, never could see it. It was supposed to be blocking the ramp from I-70 westbound onto 29 southbound. Didn't see any backup for a long time. Well, now the backup is there, coming west off the Beltway, looking at the live shot here right before the Patapsco River Bridge. So apparently that ramp is still closed. That's going to be a problem. You may have to get off onto the ramp at 29, go up to Route 99 and come back down and work your way down from there. That's the only thing we can say. I see traffic moving at 70 and 29, but we really don't have a definitive answer other than the fact that the backup is here. If you're on the Beltway, one other option, you could take the ramp to Route 40, take Route 40 into Howard County from there. So we'll keep an eye on that, let you know. Downtown, if you're in the area just north of downtown, pedestrian struck Howard Street at Preston Street. Our normal delays on the Beltway now. And yeah, we are backed up a little bit, but nothing out of the ordinary at both the harbor tunnels. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. And I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers, storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance that could be severe with hail, high winds. Hail about the size of marbles or larger is what they're calling for in this area. Yeah. You're talking about severe damage to your roofs and also to the finish on your car. I mean, it'd be just absolutely
devastating. Windshields and stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
Not counting your head.
Yeah, well, it's empty. So a high around 80. Moving awfully tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny.
Better keep a bucket head.
I know. Just, is it the old haircut, you know?
But, oh, yeah, right.
You know, right
cereal bowl.
Right now, Aberdeen 64. Well, you may have used a cereal bowl. I was using like a quart one, so it's a larger cranium.
I was using a saucepan. My head was too big.
Baltimore, 69 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do have a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. He is ready, willing, and able. It's a John in Baltimore. John, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, everyone. I'm ready, willing, and able.
You're ready, willing, and able. Would you like to be first, second, third, or last, sir?
I'll go last, please.
Gonna go last, all right. Mm-hmm. John, you know what's at stake here. A couple of great 100th anniversary items from WCBM, so good luck to you. Story number one. A man was arrested in Provo, Utah, after entering a restaurant naked and flexing his muscles aggressively. A little unclear what aggressive muscle flexing is. or that people noticed that instead of the fact that he was naked. But that is the story.
Okay.
All right. Vail, Colorado has now imposed its own fines on unchained vehicles amid a surge in I-70 closures this winter. I-70 has been closed more than 200 times this winter between Glenwood Springs and Georgetown out in Colorado. Vail is pursuing its own solution as truckers and state lawmakers negotiate strategies on how to enforce traction laws. Interstate 70, unusually quiet outside Vail yesterday because the jackknife truck was keeping traffic from going through. And this happened as the council voted to impose its own $2,900 fine on drivers who violate the state's traction laws and block traffic. The second offense will be $5,900 and escalating beyond that if you choose to not have chains on your 18-wheeler. They are serious about this. And third, forget the Mile High Club. There's a couple who has not been caught because they were going after the 6-foot-deep club. They were caught having sex on a grave in a historic local cemetery. This is in Kentucky. Yeah. A trooper with a canine unit stopped to give the dog a break. And this is when he noticed the couple hit near the Wild Cow Prairie Cemetery off Interstate 75 near Webster in Sumter County. They're doing the nasty on top of a grave. Having gotten bored with the idea of a Mile High Club, they're going for the 6 feet under club.
Wow.
So.
That's Joe Baby Joe.
There I'd like to use.
Yes. Story number one. Matterson and Provoff for flexing his muscles aggressively. All of them, apparently. And they were all on display. Number two, Vail imposes its own fine on unchained vehicles. Unchained vehicles. Amid a surge in I-70 closures, fines would go up to, actually eventually up to $9,000 per incident. And story number three, a couple caught having sex on a grave in a historic local cemetery. We'll start with you, Jules.
Oh, great. I think every story is weirdly believable. I'm going to pick number one as the fake news.
You go for number one as fake news. All right. Kristen.
I do agree they're all probable in this crazy world. I think I'm going to say three just because I hope that's fake.
Just because you hope it's fake. Yes. God forbid. All right. Chuck.
I'm going to go with the fines. I think they probably have the fines. I don't think of that much, though.
Oh, okay. You think that. You're going to go with number two. So we're pretty evenly spread here so far. And John.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Bruce. I wish you were playing. I would probably agree with you. But I'm going to go with the Utah man, number one story.
You know, with the Utah man flexing.
Yes, I think
Maybe you saw a sign that said open bar and got confused.
Maybe you thought it said open wide.
Yeah, apparently. Ralph was his name, completely naked when he was taken into custody, he says. So you're going to go with that story as the fake news.
I think so. I don't know. It's a hard one.
All right, John.
I'll stay with one.
Jules and John go for story number one. You have Chuck going for story number two and Kristen going for story number three. Take a look at Chuck's story. Let's do Kristen's story first. The couple caught having sex on a grave. True story. Very nasty. I mean, what can you say other than it's nasty? Story number two, Chuck's story. Vail imposing its own fine up to $9,000 on unchained vehicles amid a surge in I-70 closures this winter. This is a story from the Colorado Sun. That story is 100% fake news.
Oh,
Chuck, you have it right, buddy. Yep. They do have fines, Chuck, but you're right. They don't go quite that high.
Yeah.
Chuck, he's the man.
Yep, he is the man.
Sometimes I am. The last couple of weeks I sucked, but today I got it.
I'm glad I could provide you the answer ahead of time, Chuck, and thanks for playing along.
Oh, see, there we go. Now we're going to get cards and letters.
I did not, by the way, folks.
If you get me on private messenger, folks, I'll give you Bruce's home address.
Oh, that's good. Thanks. John, thanks for playing. Better luck next time around. 7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Delegate, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long, Chuck.
There's a backup on I-70 westbound from the Beltway. Goes out to an accident on the ramp from 70 westbound to southbound 29. Been there since early this morning, and apparently the investigation is still underway. So again, you're backed up from the Beltway out to the bridge and into Howard County. Route 40 might be the better bet. Typical ride, nothing major. Lanes are open at both the tunnels. The wreck downtown involved a pedestrian. A lot of activity. Howard Street at Preston Street. A lot of units there on the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we're in for an exciting 24 hours, Chuck. Showers and storms possible this afternoon. Evening, a chance that could turn severe. High winds and hail the size of marbles or larger. A high around 80 degrees. That should move out late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow sunny and a high around 60. Right now, Bel Air has 60 degrees. Ellicott City has 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. This is going to actually lap over the top of the hour because it's a big story, and I think it's important to keep covering. A great email from Marty, or text in, I guess. He says, protesting federal workers losing their jobs by causing people at Tesla to lose their jobs. Think about that. Tesla employs 121,000 people. That doesn't count the franchises or the contractors who do business with Tesla. But that is apparently what the left wants to have happen, because now they've decided that Elon Musk is evil. So they want bad things to happen to Elon Musk, because apparently, wait, was it last week? He is worse than Hitler last week? I think so, yeah. I think he was worse than Hitler last week. But which is hard, because I think Donald Trump was worse than Hitler the week before. And so, okay, now they're both worse than Hitler. Which one is worse than the other? Or is it a tie? These are the kinds of things that keep me up at night. I just, you know, it disturbs my sleep. This is a gal. She owns a Tesla. She's a working person. Seems like a very pleasant lady. You've seen the video, if you've been aware at all, of this guy in this little four-wheeler, like an ATV thing, bashing into the side of a Tesla, then backing up and doing it again and again and again and again, not thinking, of course, there are cameras on the Teslas. So he's clearly identifiable on camera. clearly identifiable on camera. And he caused thousands of dollars of damage to this woman's car. Thousands. I'm going to probably screw up her last name. It's Verita Karstafin. I think it's C-A-R-S-T-A-F-F-I-N. I hope I'm pronouncing that somewhere around right. So she saw this. So she was terrorized. And so she's a private person, saves up a lot of money for an awful long time. She's not rich. She has always wanted to own a Tesla. And now she feels she's terrorized because this guy is out there and others just like him are.
It was horrible. I feel like my reaction is very, it's very horrible to know that you're either shopping or eating, as I was, and you come out to see that your vehicle has been terrorized.
Yeah. I mean, you're simply going about your day as you usually would. And then she says that when asked, are you concerned it could happen again? She says, hell yeah.
Every day. Every day, every second that I have to get in my vehicle, I do worry. Yeah. And I do worry if I'm going to be in it. This is my dream car. And so it's like one of my kids. I love my car just like I love my kids.
Yeah.
And when it was harmed, it really touched me some type of way. And I worked really, really hard. And for somebody to do what he did is very hurtful.
Now, if you've not seen the video, I'll find the video. It's on YouTube. I'll find it and post it on Bruce's Brain. It might take me a couple minutes after the show to find it. But you got to see this. If you have not seen this, the guy in an ATV, he bashes into the side of her car, backs up, does it over and over and over and over and over again. Because he's an idiot. Because he's irrational. Because somehow he's a droid who's simply doing what the people who are his masters tell him to do. Elon Musk, evil, worse than Hitler. Tesla's horrible cars. You have to destroy them all. Although, you know, 6 months ago, they were the best cars in the entire universe, according to the political left. That was before Elon Musk decided to work with the administration to see if they couldn't get some control over a bloated federal government. And again, as perspective, Bill Clinton, 377,000 people were let go. None of this crap was happening then. None of it. One more from Verita. She said, bear in mind, look, Tesla has my money, she says. They have my money already. I made the down payment, and now I have a loan to pay on this vehicle that right now I can't drive because this jackass hit me, you know, with his ATV over and over and over and over again. That guy in the ATV, he's not hurting Elon Musk. Elon Musk has her money. Tesla has the money. And those individuals who are out there firebombing Tesla dealerships? That's not free speech. That's domestic terrorism, in my view, and that should be tried as that.
They're impacting all of us that own Teslas more than they are impacting on him.
Yeah. They're impacting Tesla owners far more. Or those individuals who work at a Tesla dealership. The mechanic who had to find a job, get additional skills so he could work on this particular kind of vehicle. So he got himself a job working at Tesla. And now all of a sudden, he runs the risk of being in the building when somebody throws a firebomb in? And this is acceptable for the Democrats. Or they would be out there raising hell saying, don't do this. Remember the old maxim, silence is consent, and they are silent.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls it Liberation Day, and it's right around the corner, Wednesday to be specific.
President Trump rolling out a set of tariffs scheduled to start April 2nd.
Many countries have taken advantage of us, the likes of which nobody even thought was possible for many, many decades, And, you know, that has to stop.
Most economists say the tariffs would get passed to consumers in the form of higher prices. 25% on imported cars, that's estimated to hit buyers with a price tag of $5,000 to $10,000 more. In an NBC interview, Trump says if the prices on foreign cars go up, they're going to buy American cars. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says it's a refrain he has heard over and over again. We wish you could serve a third term. Mr. Trump says he's looking into that, although it's way too early to discuss it in much detail.
I don't want to talk about a third term now because no matter how you look at it, we got a long time to go. We have a long time. You know, we have almost 4 years to go. And that's a long time. But despite that, so many people are saying, you've got to run again.
Included in the Constitution in 1951, the 22nd Amendment, it states no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. When it comes to weather-related power outages, Michigan leading the way this morning, roughly 279,000 at last check. The result of a punishing ice storm and other severe weather that hit parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Indiana. The earthquake death toll in Myanmar, approximately 1,700 now, as crews continue pulling bodies from the rubble left by the powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck last week. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 332 points, NASDAQ futures off 336. Townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on I-70 is caused by a wreck that happened 3 o'clock this morning. The ramp from I-70 west to go south onto 29. Never did get a complete confirmation that the ramp was closed, but we can see now with this backup that obviously something is still going on that ramp. So not many options to get around that except making the flip at the interchange right there at Route 29. If you're back at the Beltway, probably go down to Route 40, take 40 west into Howard County from there. Both the tunnels still running with the lanes open. Nothing out of the ordinary has been backed up on 95 off and on as you're moving south from the ramp around Eastern Avenue and through that area. I don't think it backed up. Yeah, we're clear right here at Moravia Road. So not too bad overall with the lanes open. Still busy with some delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail, the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police investigating a pair of Sunday night shootings at the Inner Harbor. Officers on patrol heard a gunshot just before 10 p.m. and responded to the 400 block of Light Street, where a large crowd was gathered at the scene. Police say a 16-year-old boy shot in the arm. He was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. A short time later, police responded to the 500 block of Light Street for a shooting victim in need of treatment. Police say the 28-year-old man had been shot in the shoulder, taken to a hospital, and expected to recover. No word yet if those shootings are related. The White House canceling its agreement to bring F-16 fighter jets to Maryland. An official Friday said the Maryland Air National Guard will be removing its existing A-10 fighter jets by September. That leaves Maryland as the only state in the U.S. without a flying mission. And Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate in Somerset County. Homicide investigators were called in Saturday to the Eastern Correctional Institute. A suspect was in the same cell when 28-year-old Shane Lanham was found unresponsive. Charges are pending. Coming up next, we've got Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And opening day in Baltimore 2025 is at hand. Birds come back from Toronto after a four-game split. They'll send the slim man, Kate Povich, to the Hill at 2:35 this afternoon. Note that starting time has been changed from 3:05 p.m. due to some weather concerns later in the Baltimore area. Multiple reports out of College Park indicating the Kevin Willard split from Maryland has been in the works for weeks and could take Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice with him to Villanova. Here's Chick Hernandez from WUSA Television 9 in D.C. with some harsh but true words.
He lied to the media. He said he didn't talk to his wife, his agent, and yet, as I told you on Friday, he had offers from Maryland and from Villanova, and in fact, had signed a letter of intent with the Wildcats.
Harsh again, but true. On the ice yesterday in D.C., the Caps bow to the Sabres, 8-5 the final, but Alex Ovechkin thrilled the hometown crowd.
And Reimsdyk to the front looking for an Ovechkin deflection that went high. Alex is still there. Score!
Beninati with the call on Monumental. Indeed, it is number 890 for Alex Ovechkin. Five more, and we have a new record in the National Hockey League. And finally, history could be made in the 2025 NFL Draft starting on April 24th. In the draft, the player to watch is Florida Gators defensive tackle Desmond Watson, who could become the largest player ever drafted in NFL history. Watson stands 6'6" and weighs 464 pounds. The previous record held by none other than Ravens guard Daniel Falele, who weighed in at 384 pounds. So just doing the math,
difference, man.
Watson is 80 pounds heavier than Daniel Falele, who is 384.
Is he mobile at all?
He is. He impressed. I mean, I don't know how fast he is necessarily, but he impressed the scouts in Indianapolis. He can bench press a ton, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah.
So 400. I can't even wrap my head around that. Crazy stuff. Coming up at 8:35, the Ravens, in the meantime, are still waiting. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My favorite songs. You cannot play on the radio, but it's a really great song. It's Kid Rock and Podunk. You can check it out on YouTube. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive on AM 680 WCBM. Sean Casey has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength again tomorrow. Sean, we went to the game yesterday. Went to the Capitals game, I guess, with the son or sons. He was hoping for a double hat trick, which, of course, was not going to happen. But Ovi is five short of a new record. I don't know how many more games are left in the season, to be really honest. He has to obviously he has to do well between now and then in order to get there. It'd be kind of fun to see him do it. It really would. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. During the course of this hour, Tim Burchett, you'll hear him next half hour. He has this gadfly jerk who follows him around and pretends he's a reporter and asks him questions. And over time, Burchett has gotten into the habit of responding to his questions in a rather pithy kind of fashion. It's worth hearing exactly how he handled this guy. All right, back to the topic of the day. Following a weekend of the Tesla takedown, and you just heard right before the top of the hour, you heard this woman, seems like a very nice gal. She saved and saved and saved and saved and could finally afford the down payment, got herself a Tesla. It was her dream car. And then somebody, and I'll find the video, put it up on Bruce's Brain, got on his ATV, a little four-wheel ATV, and began to crash into the side of the Tesla over and over and over again. Why? Because he's a tool. Because somehow somebody said, this is the good thing to do. This advances the cause of leftist socialism, whatever. And he said, oh, that's cool. We'll do that. Of course, 6 years ago, 6 months ago, rather, if they had said, you know, the Tesla is the best thing in the entire world, what you should really do is whenever you see one, you should wash it for the owner. Just because they're such a wonderful... I mean, he would have done that. They're brainless. Absolutely brainless. But this is what happened. And she's not the only one who has suffered at the hands of these terrorists. The Mardi Gras came up beginning of March. Okay? And there's a Tesla truck cyber group or something like this. They were asked to participate as like the official escorts for the king and queen of the parade or something. And they had some kind of involvement, completely non-political. They just wanted something that was kind of flashy, and they knew they had all the lights and bells that they could make that happen. I want to play you first the audio of what it sounded like when these people were actually on the parade route during the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I have that coming up for you in around 2 minutes, thereabouts. So hang in. You've got to hear this. And then you'll hear from the guy himself who is driving this thing. This is what we've come to. So hang in. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. A man who would gladly trade in his beautiful Corvette for a used Tesla any day of the week. I'm lying. Chuck Whitaker.
You ain't lying. That ain't happening.
No.
I like just what I have. It's very nice. Westbound I-70 is still backed up. It's not back to the Beltway, but it's almost in that area. And you're sitting there, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on? A wreck happened 3 o'clock this morning on the ramp from 70 West to southbound 29. Can't see it. It's in the dead zone there where we can see the ramps at 29 and 70, but I can't see that ramp. So we have to go with the fact that they're still saying that the ramp is closed from 70 West to southbound 29. If you get into that ramp area, a couple of configurations where you can work your way around it, or if you're not quite yet on I-70, you can take the Beltway down to Route 40, take Route 40 into Howard County, and go completely around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, listen, I have a piece of audio to play for you in just a couple of seconds.
Yep.
Today's high around 80 degrees. Big storm coming through. High winds, hail, size of marbles or larger. High around 80 degrees. And now, Chuck, Kristen Hegarek, the executive producer of this radio program, managed to find this piece of audio. Folks, it's amazing. Chuck is such a golfer and always has been. He has been in love with this sport since he was a tiny little guy. And here's some audio proof of that.
Is golf fun?
No.
Do you like golf?
No.
Do you want to play more golf?
Yeah.
But is golf fun?
Yeah.
Why are you climbing?
Because Chuck, apparently your handicap was too high.
Yeah.
At age 6 or whatever that was.
And you know, when I first started to play golf, I bat left-handed.
Yeah.
There were no left-handed clubs. So I had to teach myself to play right-handed,
really?
Which I still do today. but I can't putt right-handed. I don't feel comfortable. So I putt left-handed. And I have to explain that every time that my friends that have not played with me or whoever, they say after about two or three holes, wait a minute, you're putting left-handed. And I have to tell them that story.
So no, don't tell them that story. Say that you're doing that just to give them a chance.
Yeah, right. And they break all my clubs and go home crying.
Chuck Whitaker, do you like golf? No!
I do. I really do. I've been playing since I was 12.
Chuck Whitaker, back more at 823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now to head to the Big Top, folks. Once again, it's time to check out which particular lefty is sitting in the passenger seat of the Democrat clown Evie. A16, please enter the Big Top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And yeah, as long as we're going to wallow in leftist hate this morning, once again, here she is, Jasmine Crockett.
But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
That's Jasmine Crockett. That guy needs to be hit in the head. Here's Ted Cruz.
I don't know her. She's a congresswoman from Dallas. I've never met her. As far as I can tell, she's never done anything in the House of Representatives other than scream obscenities. But I'll say it's sad. It's really sad that this is where the Democrat Party is.
Yeah, it is. And she is slowly becoming one of the leading voices in the Democrat Party by trying to get a headline a day, if not two or three headlines a day. And Cruz says this pretty much establishes the Democrat Party has no program. They have no platform. They're floundering.
They're floundering. They don't stand for anything other than rage and hatred. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Elon Musk.
Yeah. They hate you, folks. They hate me. They hate all of us. And they're convinced, and this is a real oddity, they're convinced that we have once again entered the age of the brown shirts. And that we are the ones who are wearing the brown shirts. A full explanation coming up. But right now, Jasmine, if you would please get back in the clown car and get out of here. Had a conversation this past weekend with somebody who had just talked with a friend who is very, very much on the left. And this individual said, you know, it's just like the brown shirts again. Let me refresh what the brown shirts were. This was the SA. They were the early shock troops of the Nazi Party. The National Socialist Workers' Party. Socialist Party in Germany. The brown shirts were responsible in part for Kristallnacht, where they went around and they damaged property belonging to individuals they didn't like for no particular reason. They just didn't like them. Which party today sounds similar to that? Which party today is going around destroying property that belongs to individuals they've just decided they don't like? So it's okay for them to destroy the property of those individuals. Is it Ted Cruz and the Republicans? Is it Donald Trump? Is it MAGA folks? No. It is the socialists. It is the political left repeating history. Yes, once again, we are in the age of the brown shirts. We are. We're in the age of the brown shirts, but they're Democrats. They're lefties. And you can see this established pretty clearly by the behavior toward Elon Musk and toward Tesla. They've decided they can make Tesla the other. What the Germans did going into their reign, the Nazi reign, was you had to have an other. You had to have somebody to blame for World War One. Germans got clobbered in World War One. Long, horrible clobbering. A lot of people died in World War One. A lot of people were mutilated in World War One. The German economy was terrible. Just horrible. Hitler took over in part by saying, we have to find somebody to blame. Let's blame the Jews. And then they decided to go ahead and start blaming the Jews. Wear that yellow star, please. I'm going to destroy the front of your business. We're going to take your property away from you. because you are the other. You're the one who doesn't deserve to have the same legal rights that we have as individuals. That's who they were. Again, which party is doing that now? It is not Donald Trump. It's not the Republicans. You have a Democrat Party. They are convinced somehow that they are in the moral right and it is okay for them to find the other. And in this case, it's anybody who's this horrible Nazi person, Elon Musk, or drives this horrible Nazi car. They're now the other. And this is an attempt to somehow create a reason somehow that they can feel better about themselves by trashing the personal or private property of somebody else who is now the new other. Yeah, we are back in the age of the brown shirts, folks. For years, I was saying we're like in the early stages or middle stages or late stages of the Weimar Republic. We're one step beyond that. With this stuff on Tesla, we're at Kristallnacht. Bear that in mind.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. This text in from Marty. Fascinating. Talking about that massive football player, the draftee, weighs 400 and something pounds. 450 or something. It's insane. And Marty says Chuck would have had that record, but he chose competitive mooning over a career in the NFL. Is that true, Chuck?
That is fake news.
Now, you're sure about that, Chuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
And I'm going to tell you what. I wouldn't want that guy chasing me. I saw him. He can run pretty quickly.
That's scary as all get out.
I mean, that kid can move.
Whew. Think of the strain on his knees.
I understand.
Yeah.
I saw some. There used to be a guy played for the Colts named Joe Cook. Was a lineman, defensive lineman. Like 6'8", 300 and something. And I saw him run down a Limey running back one time. No problem. Long legs, and he could run. Not a long distance, but shortly he'd catch you, and he falls on you like a pool table falling on you.
I would not know what that feeling is like, Chuck. I understand that you do.
Yeah, I had several times.
How's the traffic looking?
Westbound I-70 still backed up. And again, the culprit is the ramp from 70 West to southbound 29. The wreck since 3 o'clock this morning. And it looks like they're still working on it. That's all I can tell you. I can't see it. All I can see is the heavy traffic coming west. Just in the last couple of minutes, the pace has picked up a little bit. So we'll come back in 10 minutes and check on this once again. Still some slowing on the Beltway, outer loop near I-70, inner loop at Green Spring, on the outer loop at Hartford Road, and we're looking at 5 to 7 minutes, maybe at the most, right now with delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening, a chance they could turn severe with the high winds and hail. A high today around 80 degrees. degrees. The storm moved through and out of here late tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 60. Right now, Essex has 65 degrees, and Aberdeen currently has 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I promise you this audio. This is the audio of, there's a series of, I think, 5 to 10 Cybertrucks, Tesla Cybertrucks, that were added to the Mardi Gras parade in order to, like, be the official escorts for the king or queen of the parade or something, I forget. But they were there by request. They've done this before. It's non-political. They're just there because it looks different and people might pay attention to them. Plus, they have all those neat lights and whistles and bells they can use. So it's kind of cool. This is what it sounded like when they actually began the parade route. There you go, folks. The kind denizens at the Mardi Gras parade. Now, Josh Hazel is the guy who helped organize this. He's a member of a Tesla Cybertruck group down there, and he called some of the other owners and said, can we do it again this year? And they said, sure. And he says, look, every year we were invited, and again, this year we were invited to be part of the parade.
The Mardi Gras parade, we were invited by the Orpheus, the crew of Orpheus, to participate in their Mardi Gras parade by being marshal escorts. So we escorted the marshals. There were 5 trucks total.
Yeah, 5 trucks total is the marshal, the parade marshals, whatever that marshal does. But they're marshaling them. And that's the kind of abuse that they took. Now, he said it was fascinating for him, looking back on it now, because the day was great. The day itself was tremendous.
The day leading up to that event was great. It was a lot of fun energy. It was a full day, a long day, but it was a lot of great energy working with the crew and with the floats and just, kind of being in that environment, everybody coming up, taking pictures of the trucks and, had them all decked out. When it got time for the parade itself, we lined up in the procession.
And the minute they turned onto the parade route, what had been a great, fun, exciting, wonderful day for everybody involved became a horror show.
From the time we turned onto Napoleon Avenue, which is where the parade route starts, from the time we turned on, it was chaos. And the clips that you're seeing, those are a few seconds snapshot of the entire event, which was, for us was almost 2 hours, and for some of the drivers, 3 hours.
3 hours of people swearing at them. Every second or third word was the F-bomb over and over again. And that was the experience they had. Kind of makes one want to go back and help again next year, doesn't it? But, frankly, if they're asked, they will. Because they're there as a spirit of community, and it's kind of fun to be in a parade. Every once in a while, I've ended up in a parade. It's kind of fun to ride the car and be there and wave at people, be on a float and wave at people. It's kind of a trip to do that. But he said what had been a lot of fun became an absolute horror because of the behavior of the lefties in New Orleans during that parade. He said the people coming up with the beads before they closed their windows and throwing the beads in. He says his wife took a face full of beads, got a couple of scratches. That's who we're talking about. The brown shirts on the Democrat Party. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Boy, folks, if you are thinking that now is the time to get a new transmission for your vehicle, I got to tell you, Jim Jennings Transmissions and Glenn Burney Transmissions, they have teamed together to make sure that no matter where you are in the Baltimore area, you can get your transmission taken care of easily and professionally. Now, they've both been in business for more than half a century. That's a lot of experience. It's about time that the two premier transmission companies have teamed up. So whether you have a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Frenny for hundreds less than the dealers put into your car, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing is available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. 8:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, time for news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly domestic incident over the weekend. 23-year-old Rashard Mack is charged with first-degree murder in the Saturday stabbing death of 22-year-old Tajiana Walker at a home on Nunley Drive in Parkville. He remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Four people recovering after a drive-by mass shooting targeted people standing in line at a restaurant. Baltimore police say it happened Saturday on Greenmount and Venable Avenues. Three victims were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No information released on the fourth victim. Tipsters can remain anonymous and are encouraged to call the Metro Crime Stoppers tip line. When the host of a cable news show asked Maryland Governor Wes Moore this weekend if he was ruling out a run for president in 2028, the governor spoke about the work he's doing now in Maryland. According to the Sun paper, a Calvert County Republican state delegate is commenting on the governor's third appearance on a national news show over the past few weeks. Delegate Mark Fisher says, Governor Moore's campaigning for president, not running Maryland. He ignores tax rates and electric bills because he doesn't plan to stay. And Orioles fans heading to the team's home opener at Camden Yards are encouraged to download the Waze app to navigate the road closures and detours around the ballpark. In addition, the Baltimore City Department of Transportation says all posted parking restrictions and residential permit parking regulations will be strictly enforced. Vehicles in violation will be ticketed and towed. Coming up, we'll take a check of the traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Here's a look at last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 910, and the pick 4 was 7039. And now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And some good news finally on I-70 westbound. It looks like the accident now is cleared from the ramp from 70 west onto 29 south. The backup, which was there west of the Beltway, is now gone. And we're back to speed once again through there. Minor wreck, south end, 895 southbound after the steel bridge before the ramp at Poteet Street. It looks like they're on the right shoulder. There are some brief delays continuing, but with the lanes clear, southbound on the north side of both of the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon, continuing into the evening hours. Gusty winds and hail the main threat this afternoon. Temperatures near 80. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 60 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. A lot to look forward to this afternoon in downtown Baltimore. Birds home opener against the Red Sox with a new start time, 2:35 p.m., moved up from 3:05 due to late afternoon weather concerns. Again, that start time, 2:35 p.m. Parking lot and gate times, however, will remain the same. Lots opening at 11 a.m. this morning. Gates will open at noon. Don't forget the new value menu, also at Oriole Park. Hot dogs and nachos are $4, beers are $5, and that will be all this afternoon at 2:35 p.m. Kate Povich will take the hill for Baltimore. All this coming after a four-game split with the Blue Jays that left a little to be desired. After the opening day bashing in Toronto on Thursday, manager Brendan Hyde said Baltimore had chances yesterday.
Maybe 2 outs.
We had traffic. I mean, the pitch count was getting up there early. We had runners on base, just didn't get the big hit there. It was a well-pitched game from both.
3-1 was the final. Toronto, Tomo Sugano had to leave after four innings with some cramping in both of his hands, including his pitching hand, obviously. But Brandon Hyde said he should be able to make his next start. Elsewhere in baseball, Aaron Judge rips four home runs over the weekend, part of a three-game 15-homer barrage in a weekend sweep of the Brewers, doing it with what are called torpedo bats. These are legal. I don't know if you've seen them. They're a bit different shape with a thicker middle under the barrel. Yanks are 3-0 in the East, and don't look now, but the Dodgers are 5-0 in the NL West. Final four is set for next weekend in San Antonio. All four number one seeds advance for the first time since 2008. It'll be Auburn taking on Florida, Houston taking on Duke. Meanwhile, nothing is set at Maryland. The school on the hunt for a coach and athletic director, as well as new players for next year's team. Controversy brewing over the departure of Kevin Willard to Villanova. Here was Willard after the loss to Florida, claiming everything was up in the air.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I was just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done.
But is that true? WUSA's TV Night Chick Hernandez says this.
He lied to the media. He said he didn't talk to his wife, his agent, and yet, as I told you on Friday, he had offers from Maryland and from Villanova, and in fact, had signed a letter of intent with the Wildcat.
Mm, plot thickens. Blast ended the arena soccer regular season with the Flurries, winning three in a row over the season last four nights, including a 9-1 shellacking of the Outlaws on Friday night, an 8-5 win over the Comets yesterday at TU Arena. Blast finished third in the league, 16-7-1, with 48 points, 5 behind second place San Diego. The playoffs begin this weekend. The time now is 8:37. When we return, March 29th was an anniversary that Baltimore will remember.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So here's something interesting. My email sports friend Marty, who texts into the show quite often, pointed this out to me, and I thought it was worth a mention. I mentioned last break that March 28th was an anniversary that Baltimore fans would want to forget, and that was the Colts' departure 41 years ago. Well, it turns out that Saturday, March 29th, was the anniversary of Art Modell naming the team in Baltimore.
Okay.
1996. Let's take a listen to this. Of course,
fans,
it's not.
Friends, the Baltimore Ravens.
That's Art Modell with the great Rob Burnett standing behind him in front of the stadium, March 29th, 1996. And here's the most interesting thing of them all, Bruce and Julie. This season will be the 30th anniversary of the Ravens. And as I mentioned before, the Colts were here for 31 years. So as history goes, 30 versus 31.
Yeah, of course, now the Colts have been in Indianapolis for longer than they were in Baltimore.
42 years coming up.
Yeah, so that is a curious sideline. It really
you
is.
Don't look a day over 29, my friend.
God, I just never see an eye doctor, man.
It's been a while, actually.
By the way, I had this story earlier. I want to pass this along because when you go on an airplane, can you sleep?
It depends on what time I'm flying. Sometimes early in the morning.
This gal gets on the airplane. She's going from point A to point B, American Airlines. And she falls asleep. She says she sleeps like the dead. She gets on, she falls asleep. She doesn't realize until she gets to her Airbnb at the opposite end that while she was asleep, somebody braided her hair. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's totally an appropriate thing to do.
Wait, is this fake news?
No, it's not. She went on
ticker tocker,
and said, I know that where this person was sitting. I can find you. And I'm thinking, come on, lady. You probably took your hair and you put it over the back of the seat. It's in the guy's meal while you're sound asleep.
What is it? Wait. They don't have meals on flights anymore.
Well, I think they're long enough flights they might. You know, they might. Or they bring a trough by and you can eat, you know, while it's in front of your row.
Bruce, I can guarantee you, if I fell asleep like that on a flight, no one would be able to braid my hair. No one.
Fair enough.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We're here for you at 905. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right. I want you to hear this. Because this is one of these slightly disturbing stories. And it continues. New York City woman. She's there with her husband. Her husband's from England. She's originally from Israel. Long time ago. And they've been here as citizens of this country for decades, up in New York. She's very aware of the political scene and very aware of the realities of the world. And there's this big Tesla takedown going on this weekend. And inadvertently, she and her husband off for a walk midtown somewhere, and they come across this Tesla takedown. Here's her reaction.
How stupid can they be? This is the most stupid group of people I ever seen. What Elon Musk is doing for this country is saving it so people can have Social Security 10 years from now.
Yeah, she not exactly holding back.
I'm originally from Israel, and my husband is from England.
Yeah, I'm from England,
We immigrated to this wonderful country 40 years ago, and we are proud American, and Elon is a proud American. He's saving this country, and these people are stupid. You know, each one of them, about a year ago, was driving their Tesla, their environmentally correct Tesla, you know.
Suddenly it's not environmentally correct.
Suddenly it's not environmentally correct to drive a Tesla. How stupid can you be?
So what happened after that, and the audio is no good, or I want to bring it to you, is one of the protesters came up and decided it was her turn to talk while these people were being interviewed. And so basically, you know, she came in and kind of tried to bigfoot the interview and basically a voice on top of voice and on radio that's just useless to play radio when you have three or four people all talking at the same time. It's indistinguishable. But needless to say, she was rude as she came up trying to defend exactly how smart she was, and this woman kept saying, do you have any idea what you were talking about? Said, were you driving? Did you like Tesla a year ago? Oh, yeah, a year ago is fine. So then why is it different now? Well, it's different now because Elon Musk is worse than Hitler. You know, I mean, this is where they go. A long time ago, there used to be a comedian, I think his name was Dave Barry, write columns. I used to see them in the back of the Washington Post magazine occasionally. They're very funny. And one of the techniques, he said, if you get really desperate in an argument and you have nowhere else to go, you realize you've lost the argument. One of the things you could do is say, huh, that sounds like something Hitler would say. It's just, we're there. He did it as comedy. We're living the reality. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a medic call. I'm not sure if this is related to a wreck or not. Reisterstown Road. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. Reisterstown Road, Painters Mill Road. Should be arriving. Maybe there already. But heads up for that. Just that call just came in about 5-6 minutes ago. Minor wreck. Still there. It's on the shoulder. 895 southbound. One of the vehicles is getting ready to leave. It's at the Potee Street ramp. So it's south of the old Harbor Tunnel and after that big steel bridge. Not a big deal right now. Everybody's moving right on by it. And there's no impact northbound. Both the tunnels pretty much clearing out. The left tube was a little bit slow southbound going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. Chance they could be severe. High winds and hail possible. A hail could be the size of marbles or larger, high 80 degrees. It'll be moving out later on this evening. Tomorrow, sunny and high only around 60, so quite a cool off between today and tomorrow. Dundalk, 68 degrees right now. Ellicott City has a 66. And Aberdeen currently looking at 60. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for our good news segment of the day. I need some good news, baby. Just a wonderful story. There is a move to equip biblical leaders for the challenges of our time. The lack of well-trained pastors and church leaders affects the health and growth of any community. So there is a move nationally to see if they can't inspire more individuals to become competent in the area of helping those individuals who need help. It affects the health and growth of the church as well as the community. So there is a move afoot right now to see if those individuals who might be inclined to actually focus on it. This came up, by the way, at a meeting of more than 600 theological educators who gathered in Albania. So this is a worldwide issue, looking for ways to make Bible training more accessible and relevant for the challenges of our time. Again, the fascinating story out of Albania. There's a concerted effort underway right now to see if they can't find a more satisfactory way of finding those individuals who'd like to be in the ministry and who need to be trained and providing that training for them. And that is a little piece of good news this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's see if he's able to hang on. Terry is in Preston. Terry, sorry it took so long. Are you there, bud?
Oh, I'm still here. So good. I'm a female.
Yep.
Anyway,
hey.
So I had this idea. So Gulf War, they use, well, several things. But anyway, drones with some kind of beam above the Tesla places that can either shoot down like a little, not laser, but kind of a red light to scare them, or maybe like pepper maze. And then Google Maps, use them to track these people. Number three, it's all about the money. So where is all the money coming from? Now, the reason some people, I think, are acting crazier and crazier, and this was before Tesla occurred, they say that 30% of people that smoke pot should not smoke pot because they go off, meaning they become angry and evil. And then when you think about it, these kids don't understand what a depression is as far as, like, probably never doing that well in history or being taught history or being taught good math. Like my grandfather, he had a safe, so he had money and he helped his friends. But if they would advertise on television with just visuals of what it was like in the Depression, you know, I mean, you see all those people in line, like in New York City, for food or trying to get a job. Well, that's what we're headed for unless we do this defensive action of cutting this communistic spending, as I call it. To me, it's all about, this is a planned communist takeover of the United States in these regards of USAID and taking the money. And then, thirdly, the Congress and the Senate should be the people that they're mad at. They're the ones that have allowed this overspending for years and years. I mean, I think it was on your show, the report of Suzanne Collins or something. She had given $15 million to build subs somewhere up in New England. So she calls them 5 years later. She never checked on them before that, but I guess she didn't think she had to. And there was no sub. And she said, where's the money? And they didn't know where the money was.
Yeah. Not that that's fraud, waste, or abuse, but it's, geez.
And by the way, you all should patent, I mean, no, what do you call it, copyright your jokes or what have you. I think they're great. I'm just laughing like crazy, so I love listening.
Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to listen, Terry. Appreciate it. 410. I'm not quite sure I'd go so far as having laser-guided missiles coming out of drones over Tesla dealerships, but Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the country, look, facial recognition is very, very good. And the best thing that any jurisdiction can do right now, if they care about the safety of all the residents of their community, is to ban masks in public, unless for a very specified health reason. Because that's part of what's doing this. It's part of what urged this on college campuses, where you have people who are taking over entire college quads, and they're all wearing masks, and they have everything wrapped up except their eyes. You can't see who they are. You can't see clearly even what gender they are. This has been many of the states have laws on the books. To go back to the KKK. KKK used to all be hooded all the time. And for the same reason that I think that it's a good idea to do now, then eventually the government in various states said, no masks. You want to be in the KKK, knock yourself out, but we're going to see who you are. Same thing here. You want to take over a college quad, you want to make sure your voice is heard, fine. Let's see your face. If you're proud of what you're doing, let's see your face. If you're not, go away. Your anonymity annoys us because we cannot figure out exactly who you are and what your intent is. And to the degree that we're able, as Marco Rubio said last week, to find those individuals from other countries who are here in order to stir up trouble, not just on college campuses, but in communities around the country, it's time for them to go home. Yesterday. And as they are found, I think this administration is committed to making sure they do go home. 850 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The Rob Carson Show. November 5th. It was a turn of the tides from evil to good. And the last 4 years, particularly since October the 7th, has exposed to us the spirit of anti-Semitism that can be ignited within people who otherwise would have never considered it before. When you believe that the Jews are colonizers and the Jews are raping and murdering and taking away the rightful land of the Palestinians, then you'll do anything. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great email in from Tom at Gatonsville. Morning, Bruce. Here's something to think about. The Constitution says that people have a right to protest their government for redress of grievances. It does not say that people have a right to protest businesses, organizations, churches, people, etc. The founders did not say that the people have the right to protest anything or anyone. The words have meanings, and they are chosen very carefully. Even if they want to claim freedom of speech, when it comes to assembly, that assembly is required to be peaceful, which is a little different than what's going on right now. This is not peaceful. Peaceable is free of trespass and or violence. Now, if they're trespassing or destroying property, that's even more of a reason to protest the Tesla owners, whatever. They should not be allowed. Tom, they can be allowed. Just arrest them. If people are breaking the law, arrest them. It's you know, this isn't, as a friend of mine who's master of malaprops would say, look, this isn't brain science. It's not rocket surgery. It's pretty straightforward. If somebody's doing something illegal, you arrest them. And it's like these sanctuary cities. They're idiots. If you want to actually control what's going on, arrest those individuals who are misbehaving, period. If they're breaking the law, arrest them and take their damn masks off and photograph them and publish them online. Here are the individuals we got. Page after page after page of the face, the name, where they're from, what they're studying, where they're studying if they are students. Because it turned out, for example, at Columbia, those protests last year, a lot of them weren't even students there. They're there just hanging out because, after all, it's a good way to meet chicks. And honest to God, that was the mindset of an awful lot of those folks. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom Burchett coming up next. You got to hear this guy take care of this pest he is following him around. First, though, one of our favorites, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The Orioles are in town today, opening day, and I think they moved the time back to 2:35 is the time I think I remembered seeing. So any time really after noontime, downtown Camden Yards, 95, 395 Russell Street, anything in that area, more heavy traffic, more police cars, things like that. So be expecting that anytime afternoon. Hopefully the rain will hold off as well. Beltway, a couple of slowdowns, Interloop and Greenspring, Parkville side, a little bit on the west side, but nothing major. Both the tunnels are fine right now with the lanes clear, both on 95 and 895. The last call about 20 minutes ago was a medic call as you're traveling at Reisterstown Road at Painters Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. A chance they could turn severe. High winds and hail possible. A high should be around 80 degrees today. That storm should move out of the area later on tonight. Tomorrow sunny and a high only around 60 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown has 65 degrees and Middle River has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. sometimes there are these people, they're little gadflies that kind of hang around with a tape recorder pretending they're actually, I'm a reporter. And they're not. They're just kind of pests. Tom Burchett, who is a U.S. senator, has one of these guys following him around on a regular basis. And he has taken to responding to the guy in unusual and, I think, hilarious kinds of ways. Here's exchange number one.
Representative, do you support Trump's call to shut down the government?
He has not called me, and I do not support you wearing black socks and short pants.
I do not support you wearing black socks with short pants. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Here's exchange number two.
President, do you trust Trump's national security team to keep our war plans top secret?
I do, but I do not trust your wardrobe advisor.
I do not trust your wardrobe advisor. And finally, here's exchange number three.
Do you trust Trump's national security team to keep our war plans top secret?
Do you trust your mother every night to fix your hot pockets and make sure your Game Boy is turned on?
I'm sorry. That's just wonderful. So, it's every time I find one of these things, I set it aside so I can bring them to you in sequence. I'll keep listening for them and bring them to you as we find them. That's Tom Burchett. Do you trust your mother to warm up your hot pockets and make sure your Game Boy is turned on for you tonight? I'm showing exactly how much respect he has for this guy. Do me a favor, Kristen, put in the two Canadian women cuts, because I think we have time for this, and I think it's an important couple pieces of audio to hear. Woman up in Canada. People have been talking about how wonderful the Canadian healthcare system is. And this woman up in Canada, and I've gone through and I've done a lot of editing, so it's arable. She's now revealed online that she has to wait more than a year for a medical imaging appointment, which raises real concerns about the drawbacks of socialized medicine, Canadian medicine. She has a large tumor in her back. Her physicians are very concerned she may have a corresponding tumor in her brain. That's the background.
I need an MRI to see if I have a brain tumor. And go ahead, guess when it is. Go ahead, guess.
It's in 2026. 2026.
My MRI to see if I have a brain tumor is in 2026. It's March 2025 right now. And if you thought this was bad, it's actually worse than you thought, because the appointment where we decided that I need this MRI was in December of last year. So it's not like it's 10 months from now. It's 13 months. It's a 13-month wait to see if I have a brain tumor.
Now, there are individual tests in this country you do have to wait a while on, but they're highly specialized tests, and there aren't very many of them. Testing for a brain tumor on an MRI is something you can probably set up and have taken care of in around 2 weeks here. A month at the outside. Some of the really trickier studies, MRIs of your cardiac function, that kind of stuff, that can take longer. But 13 months, not happening. And then she said that what the clinic told her, when she said, look, I could have a brain tumor. I could be quite dead in 13 months. Is there any way you can't make this sooner than more than a year from now for me to find out how big is the damn tumor in my head?
The doctor actually requested that you have it earlier, but this is the next spot we have. We're seeing about 13 months for these brain and spine MRIs. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Canada, where healthcare is free, but only if you can afford to wait.
Yeah. That is socialized medicine for you right there. When people say, oh, the Canadian system is wonderful. It's wonderful if you're healthy, you know, or if basically what you have is nothing much happening. But you cannot find a physician in a Canadian hospital on the weekend in any specialty, hospitalist, specialist, orthopedic surgeon. You can't call one in. If you have multiple breaks of bones, or if you split open your skull for some reason, you can't get a plastic surgeon there in order to sew it back up. We had the unfortunate circumstance when my son was real young. He split his lip in the middle of a Super Bowl game, and it was icy outside. My wife took him to the hospital. A physician, plastic surgeon, met them there, and did layer after layer after layer of sutures. And you can't tell my son ever had a split lip. And it was split all the way up to the nose. That wouldn't happen in Canada. In Canada, your kid would be a hockey player from that point forward. It's that straightforward. Really good commentary on this by Ben Zeisel. I think it's in Western Review. I'll get it posted for you in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. That's it for us for the day, folks. We're back at full strength tomorrow. Sean shall be back, as will I. See you bright and early.
This is the right choice for Maryland.